Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 2007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Hey, let's grab a couple calls over the blower. Hi, it's Grace.
Hey, buddy, Grace.
Yes, sir.
Hey, long-time listener from Manassas.
Hey, I like that.
Manassas, Virginia, out here in Washington.
Yes, sir.
I have a problem, Grace. I was wondering if you could help me out with it.
Sure.
Yeah, my girlfriend, she likes ham and eggs upside down and nice and brown.
Yes?
Yeah, and you know what I'm talking about?
I think I do, sir. Ham and eggs upside down. Likes that thing nice and brown. Ain't nobody's business what I do. She thinks that I'm attacking when I'm just trying packing. Ain't nobody's business what I do. Well, all right, sir. Whatever you and your honey do in the privacy of your own place is okay with me.
Yeah, I love it.
All right.
All right, hop on the gig, Grace.
All right, how about the guy?
Yeah, buddy.
Bye-bye. Hi, it's the Grease Man Show. What's cooking?
Hey, thanks, Don and Mike. A stellar job today, I might add.
Don and Mike. Don and Mike.
I like mine fried nice and brown.
I like mine fried upside down.
Shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Stop the rock.
Wah, 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 wah.
Stop the rock.
Woo!
Stop the rock.
Wah, 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 wah.
Stop the rock. Can't stop the rock.
You're
born to be
jazz. Don and Mike.
Stop the rock.
Ben Stevens is a jackass.
Center
sending us a stamp yet every day.
I hate those guys. Get out of here.
That's what's great about being one of America's greatest immigrants.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Benishkadoodle Nicknock Rushina, and all the ships at sea.
Hey,
Rushina.
Sorry, forgive me. I don't have your pronunciation.
There you go.
Ranging in shades from a light Caucasian to a dark Negro, here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Wow. Thank you, Rob. And thanks for listening, everybody. This is the Don and Mike Show. New episode on this Wednesday. October 23rd. Phone number 877-365-3636.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Now, right there, you know what that is?
There he is.
Perfect.
Yep.
Right there, we should fold the tents.
Good job.
Send the audience home. Refund the money of those waiting in line to get in and say goodbye. It's been wonderful.
All the people waiting out front trying to get into the show.
Mm-hmm. Never refund the money, Don.
It is downhill from here.
Amen.
It ain't going to get as good as that. That was a good, tight opening to the show. Happy to tell you we will not be sniper-laden today.
Yes, thank goodness.
The sniper hasn't done his thing. There have been press conferences, but we will not dwell on the press conferences.
Yeah, well, that's good because there's nothing really to dwell on.
That's right. True.
Except now they're looking for immigrants.
Yes, begging them to come forward. Was I the only one that heard that press conference today and said to myself, why are you speaking English?
Yeah, good question.
Why don't you speak Spanish?
Uh-huh.
You incredible morons. The first time I've said that about these guys.
You know, that is so elementary.
We encourage immigrants to come forward.
Hey, Chief Moose.
Get somebody to say that in Spanish.
That would be a good idea.
And, I mean, that didn't make any sense to me at all.
And I think you got to say to the illegals, you know, if you know something, we'll give you a free pass to live in this country, even if we're lying to them.
Absolutely.
And we're not really going to give them a free pass. We're going to put them on the next banana boat back to Guam or wherever.
Well, based on the way they handled that minivan the other day down in Richmond, you know, if I was an illegal immigrant, I'd be perfectly calm coming forward.
Sure.
Well,
anyway.
With the SWAT team jumping in on the right.
We are moving ever forward with the show, and hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Nice to start a show without talking about someone else being popped.
Amen.
Hey, all right. Hello. Scott, I'm calling from South Jersey.
Hi there.
For my job, I drive from South Jersey to North Jersey about every other day, and when YSP fades out, I sometimes tune over to NEW.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're running reruns of a nighttime show over there during the day, like the 11 o'clock time slot, and like, I'm not going to name the show for obvious reasons, but, like, right before it goes to commercial, it still goes, you're listening to the Don and Mike Show.
Are you telling me they're still running us on WNEW?
They're still running the little, like, I guess it's like a promo, like a lead-in right before the commercial, and it's not even your show.
I can't believe that.
I'm not surprised. That is one effed up station.
That is
totally
effed up.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
Weird. Still running our names on that station, even though we haven't been on that air for how long?
Back. Months. Three, four, 5 months.
Right.
Back in the New York groove.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, look at here. This is Chief Moose. I hablo español.
No.
We're going to wait until they catch the bad guy.
Right.
That's when all the Mooseisms will be brought forth.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Right now we're behind Chief Moose.
We are counting them, though. We are taping him. And trust me, as soon as Chief Moose catches the bad guy, he'll become a regular on the show. We'll put him right in hot rotation.
And are we in agreement? We've gone hot and cold, but I like Chief Moose now. I feel like we're in a cooperative effort with the guy. I think he's the right guy for the job.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike?
Yeah?
I just want to say happy birthday to Johnny Carson.
Yes, thank you. That's wild, wild stuff.
Johnny's birthday. Let's stop and think for a second. Who really cares?
All right, thank you.
I do.
I'm playing tennis and getting fat.
Oh, great one.
My great one.
What's the bit we used to do? I know. To bite off your anal skin tag.
Oh,
polyps.
Thanks,
your
Ed.
Polyps.
Thank you, polyp breath.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don. This is Mike.
Hello, Mike. You're on the air.
Did you notice on the front of the CNN website it said, immigrant status does not matter? Does it make it legal to be immigrant today? I understand they're trying to find this guy, but...
Well, listen, I say, you know, give them a free pass today if there are immigrants out there.
Yeah, what's it matter? There's so many illegal aliens in this country anyway.
They're offering special visas for immigrants to come forward.
Yeah, but they're doing it in English.
Yes, they are, and that's dumb.
So, yeah, that's a great point. So, I just wanted to bring that to your attention. That's
gotcha.
All.
The special visas are written in English and on the bottom, real little parenthesis. As soon as you tell us what we need to know,
you're out of here.
Your ass is going back to Mexico.
Rider special.
Goodbye, Pedro. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, you do realize now that you said that the sniper is going to have to start off tomorrow's show with a shooting. You know that, right?
Now, and you know, that's not even funny.
No.
I mean, that's not even funny. That's not even funny.
That's creepy. We're all still uptight about it.
I've said that plenty of days when we had a sniper-free day, and then the next day has been plenty sniper-free.
Yeah. And I just want this done, and because of the kids. It's driving me nuts. I mean, I can't imagine what it is to be a kid right now in this area, growing up, dealing with that crap.
I would say, though, if the guy is really starved for media attention, and apparently he is, once again, I say call the show.
Yeah.
You know, give us a call. You want some airtime if it's the real Megillah?
Right.
Give us a call. I'll give you hours. I'll give you as much as you need. And if you want your identity to remain anonymous, I'll give you a free Halloween mask from anymask.com.
Yeah, that's nice.
Just call the show. I dare you.
Yeah, and what the, you know,
Howard.
I was talking to somebody about this today. What is going to happen to Halloween? I mean, really, I'm not
going to write it off.
Yeah, I mean,
over. Ain't happening this year. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hey, you know, I live in Vegas, but I work in L.A. twice a week.
Yeah.
So I've been calling the L.A. FM station to get you guys on.
Oh,
and I've been bothering him so much, the program director threatened to beat me up the other day.
Wow. Now, I like that.
Really?
That's good. It's progress.
Do you know the program director's name who threatened to beat you up?
Yeah, Jack Silver.
Okay, LSX, so you really have been calling.
97.1. Oh, yeah, I've been calling them every day. I call their lame show that they have on in the afternoon.
The Ryland Jackson.
Three idiots that are on there, and every day I keep hearing up your name, Don and Mike, and they get mad and mad. So I went to one of their live appearances the other day, and I kept saying Don and Mike, and the guy got mad and said he was going to threaten to beat me up.
Oh, my God.
You know, we had a guy, Joe told me, a guy called the other day. He didn't get on the air because we didn't get to his call in time. A guy from Vegas, apparently Kevin James, was doing a one-nighter in Vegas.
Oh, really?
And some people were yelling out our name to him, and he got pissed.
Sure.
Really? Yeah, Kevin got pissed.
Uh-oh.
Nothing but love for Kevin.
Yeah.
You know, it's
well, we don't know.
You guys going to be on in L.A.? I mean, it's been long enough.
We don't know what our status is with Leah because we haven't called.
Right, and I guess our status with Kevin is like it's always been with Kevin, that we're, you know, acquaintances.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Kevin feels any animosity towards us.
I don't know. Okay. Anyway, thank you. And as far as
I
L.A.
think Leah, goes, Leah at the time kind of force-fed us on Kevin.
As far as L.A. goes, we'd love to be on there. It's been a dream. Who knows? But good for you calling that program director.
Fantastic.
I thought you were full of BS at the imagine.
His line was that your program does not fit in with the format of KLSX, and I don't understand.
Yeah, the reason being KLSX.
Well, you mean you have a real show, a really good show, because the other, there's nothing but garbage on it.
Yeah, KLSX, with the exception of Howard's show, is the absolute cesspool of Los Angeles radio. The difference would be we get ratings and KLSX doesn't get ratings. So why would they want a show on their station that actually garners ratings?
You know, that is the next really big piece of the pie that we've always, you know, after we got on in Philadelphia, we always wanted to be on in Philadelphia, and we wanted to be on in New York, but we really would love to be on in L.A.
Part of the deal, though, is when you got a program director like this, what you got to have, if you're going to have a format like this, talk, you know, whatever you want to call it, hot talk, saucy talk, sex talk,
shock talk,
whatever. You got to have a program director who's going to allow the disc jockeys to be disc jockeys.
Right.
And you know, in that regard, Tim Sabian up at YSP, he's high maintenance, but he's pretty... Yeah, let's hear it from
him. Yeah, amen.
He's
for you, Tim. You rock.
He's pretty good. He's as excitable as a toy poodle, for goodness sakes. And when you get him on the telephone, you can't get him off the phone. Even when you hang up the phone, you can hang up and you still hear him all the way from Philadelphia. Just open the window and you still hear him.
And you see his beard stubble.
But generally speaking, he's got the right idea that it's pretty much hands off. It's okay. You know, he'll say to me, it's your ass. You guys do the show. Get big ratings. Whereas I know that guy, Jack Silver, the program director of the Los Angeles station.
You know Jack?
Well, to give you some background on Jack, He used to be Rick D's producer.
Ah.
So I knew him back in the day, back when I worked at Kiss FM.
There you go.
And he's one of those guys. I know you know guys like this.
Are there times when you have to have fresh breath?
Yeah. He's one of these guys that's real big into every day having meetings and listening to tapes. And he's one of these program directors that's so insecure about what happens on the radio that he has to make it out that he's the guy who's really making it all happen.
Right. Yeah. The guys that really aren't good enough to be on the air, but they wish they were.
And then what they do is they go to the general manager and they say, oh, yeah, well, for instance, you know, that Buzz Burbank, he's getting great ratings, but listen, I have to be on that guy's ass every single day. If I didn't have him in my office every day for a critiquing session, if I didn't listen and hotline him, we'd be up S Creek. When the reality is in this format, if you have good disc jockeys,
right.
Listen, the program director doesn't even have to show up.
Well, and the thing is, in most major markets, in a lot of the large markets, when you have a show like this, a syndicated show, any program director is going to feel threatened because he's not there every day pulling all the strings. And that's why it's. And I have heard from other people that Los Angeles is the best example of that because every station in L.A. is programmed by a guy that would feel threatened to put a syndicated show on.
Right, and they, you know, they're L.A., so they drive and they think they're stars.
Yes.
You know?
I mean, they treat their radio people like stars out there.
Personally, I think the greatest program director we've ever worked for is the program director right now, WJFK, and his name would be Nobody.
Yeah.
There is not a program director at our home station. Our station is careening out of control.
Right.
But it's proof that you really don't need somebody at the helm.
No, if you have a veteran show that knows what they're doing, you're fine.
Even now, we're switching shows left and right on this station.
Oh, it's just like a little Monopoly game.
Every other day, the lineup is changing here, and I just come out and go, well, who's doing what? You know, who's doing what shift when?
Who's on first?
Just, you know,
I mean, it's always something different. Every day we come in, we get somebody new coming in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's crazy.
Pictures going up in the lobby, pictures coming down in the lobby.
Yeah, lots of talk here at the fun WJFK.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike and kids, what's going on there?
Hey,
Mike, you traded Brett Favre-Reyes away. What's up with that?
You know what? I'm 2-5, and I really just don't care.
Okay, is Rob there?
Rob's right here.
I'm Owen.
I got a question for you.
0-7, and I just want to have my favorite player.
Yeah, and I respect that, and that's fine, and I have no problem. And you gave me a decent quarterback and a decent receiver.
You'll get your first win this week, I think.
I believe so. I'm playing you, and Marshall Faulk is not playing this weekend.
Yes, I know.
So I'm lining them up.
Who am I playing this week?
Win number one.
Hi.
Am I playing you?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Hold on a second.
Well, see, after yesterday with the tight ends, now it's not. I don't care.
You don't care.
I have been informed that this is the guy. Is this the guy who says, where's your crap detector now, and then burps?
Where's your crap detector now?
Not funny.
I just want you to know.
He was having a normal conversation with us.
Yeah, but Lisa's scoped it out. She sent me an instant message.
She sniffed him out.
Or as Mike would say, an instant mail.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Not a good idea to do that over here right now.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
I had oatmeal this morning.
Hello. Like that's the magic ingredient to make you fart.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, come on. Anything's the magic ingredient to make you fart.
Okay. Okay, Kettle.
Rob,
yeah.
Have you smelled any awful fart? Rob stands directly behind me for most of the show. I really have to say,
have you been in a fart free zone for a while?
Been pretty good. I tell you, I used to be able to. This is what's the saddest thing about standing behind him.
Taco Bell.
I could tell when he stopped at Taco Bell on the way to work.
Wouldn't you agree though that we have both done better over the years? There was a time there when we were both really on almost a daily basis.
You know, there are some times that I don't say anything to you.
Right, right.
Like once I was walking down the hallway.
Right.
And I guess you would walk like 5 seconds ahead of me.
Right,
you
could get
awake.
And I knew immediately. I didn't even have to ask if you were here.
Yes.
Because I knew you had arrived.
Yes, because I left something. But I think I've gotten better. And frankly, I think you've gotten worse over the years. We're going to go down. You know what? Neither one of us will win this battle.
No, but I'll tell you this. The studio is a lot easier to take than it was just 3 years ago.
True. Yeah, well, I think both of us were equal contributors back then.
Yeah. I mean,
I say that to be kind.
Very seriously. I have not been farting as much as I used to, and it is a concern. It is a concern of mine.
Why is it a concern of yours?
Because I used to fart all the time, and now I don't fart as much.
You used to...
Also, I'm not...
You used to have noise-making farts all the time.
And also, I'm BMing less.
Hmm.
And
that's not necessarily good.
That's not good.
Well, I don't know. All I know is that, I mean, Sometimes I would go two or three times in the morning, and now it's my one shy sit down and BM, and then that's it. I'm done for the day.
Are you still bulimic?
Of course.
Well, you think you'll be fine.
Do you fart less when you get older?
I would think more.
I would think more, too. I know, really.
Let's go to the expert. Buzz?
I haven't noticed any change over the years, really. It's been about the same. You know, yes. About normal.
Daisies.
No.
Come on, you have smelly farts.
I have, yes.
You are the most dishonest man about your farting.
That's not true.
On this show.
You're the
Stop
most...
saying that.
You are, Buzz, you are the most dishonest man about male odors, about male cheese, about... all of the stuff that makes a man, but it's okay.
Yeah.
Where's that sexy?
But you know, when you give me crap, pardon the pun, about farting, I feel like I'm Osama bin Laden being lectured by Saddam Hussein. I truly do.
But you know, I have taken some personal pride in the fact that I haven't farted as much, and it is a slight concern. Mm-hmm. It is a slight concern.
I think it was like less than 2 years ago that you and I were farting on microphone.
Oh, and I know, and it was sponsored.
Right. Yes.
It was sponsored.
And then we moved away from that, and I really, frankly, think that we, not only did we kind of outgrow that, and we just didn't like doing it anymore, but also you and I were not producing the level of
the quality farts that we had.
That's why I spotlight it now when I do that. But I think my gas can be directly related to the change in diet and the all-time record setter if I have tuna fish with celery. Thank you very much. Or oatmeal. And you don't find that, do you find that hard to believe that oatmeal would cause that?
You say that about a lot of foods.
Mm-hmm.
You say, well, I had my...
You know, I swear to God, you're going down this road, and I'm going to tell you, if we added the cumulative total...
Okay, I'll give you that.
Over the years, you lapped me.
I'm a world-class farter.
Right.
I know you're,
right.
But I'm telling you, my average has gone from, like, being Barry Bonds...
I will give you that, because I have not... I have not been aware nasally.
Have you smelled the fart that I've had recently?
Within the last couple of weeks, absolutely not.
I am not here saying that I have never farted. God knows I am a king farter.
Well, it just kills me to have you giving me grief about farting.
Well, I used to love coming over on your side of the room and just standing in front of you and letting one go.
Wait a minute. Like 3 weeks ago, you laid one on me when I was putting. Right outside the hallway, you came and gave me one of those. You hadn't done that in a long time. 3 weeks ago, you did that.
I'm trying right now.
Hey, be careful, because if you try too hard.
Yeah. You know what just happened?
What?
No.
Did you hit mud?
No, just a little bubble.
Yeah.
I know it was just a bubble. It was soundless. Rob?
Right.
Yes?
Do you smell anything?
Not yet.
No? See? And it's a concern.
I'll let you know.
It's a true concern. Yeah. In some ways, I'm envious.
Don't be. Trust me.
But
you wouldn't want my Duke right now.
But regardless, the man you are, one thing you're right about is the man who's always above it is right there.
No, that's not true.
And I would also say,
Buzz,
that throughout the years we have worked here, neither you nor I would be considered the worst.
Right.
And the worst still works in this building.
Charlie Broyhill.
Absolutely. And you know who was worse than he was?
Who?
The late Jim McClure.
Really? Hainline was no slouch. You know, Jim McClure would
really almost peel wallpaper.
I don't think this is going to violate any trust, but I think Jim McClure is the only one we know that has been yelled at by NFL Hall of Famers during commercial break.
Yeah.
Sonny Jurgensen told him, if you ever do that again, leave the booth.
Yeah.
And that's in an open air booth.
Buzz, when is the last time? Let me go back to Buzz.
Spotlight
on my buddy Buzz.
All right.
When's the last time you just had an absolute peel your eyeballs back, like, oh my God, I can't believe that came out of my ass fart.
The one that had the best sound was this morning. But as far as aroma goes, I don't know, maybe a week, 10 days, something like that.
Okay.
I think I'm perfectly normal. I don't like to talk about it, but I do it
as much as the
average person.
We could sit here and talk for hours.
It's unpleasant, and I certainly would never go over and, you know, do it for somebody.
I do get quite indignant when Don gives me grief for farting, but I will give you the fact that over the last couple of weeks, recently, in recent memory, I don't think you... You've had that problem.
Not as bad, but I'm concerned. Like I said, I'm concerned.
Worried about it.
I'm worried about it. Hello, doctor.
What is your, have you had any major changes in your diet?
Negative. Negative. I'm eating just as badly as I ever have.
Negative.
Negative. I don't know what my major malfunction is. Mm. And Buzz, I guess you're right that you do fart. And
yeah, I'm normal. You just have, like everybody else.
You have ball cheese and everything else the rest of us have. It's just you feel uncomfortable talking about it.
Well, I don't know about the cheese so much.
Oh, come on.
Occasionally, but not as much as you guys talk about.
You like cheese, though, right?
The kind you buy at the store.
You don't have ball cheese?
Rarely.
You ever do this?
Almost never.
You ever do this? I'll tell you. All right, Mike, you feeling bad because I talked about your fart? I'll tell you something I did this weekend.
Okay.
That.
What do you mean ball cheese? What are you talking about with ball cheese?
Well, you know.
Down there by your balls.
I've never had that.
Well, no. For instance, on a
that falls into the same category of my feet.
On a Saturday, yeah. If I have not showered all day on Saturday. And wake up on Sunday for football and just put a clean pair of underpants on.
Yeah, one of the pleasures of being home on the weekend.
And I'm just wearing sweatpants, and I get a real itch. I get a real crotch itch. Mm-hmm. I go down there right by my sack and my leg, scratch, and I can actually pull out.
Oh God!
Pull out a little
dead skin,
tiny itsy bitsy little ball of ball cheese.
Oh,
a little speck of ball cheese.
Oh,
made of sweat and skin and bacteria that has grown there.
See, now you know what I'm talking. And you never had that?
I won't say never, but almost never. Rarely, if ever.
Got it. Well,
yeah.
All the time with me.
Yeah,
it's a regular thing with me.
I think all the days that
I don't shower.
Right.
I think everybody has areas that are more cheesy than others.
For me, it's absolutely right underneath my right nut.
I have to be very, very careful when I'm washing my hair to make sure that I wash behind my ears.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, is that where you get it?
And it's not anything you can touch.
Ear cheese.
But it's something you can smell. Like if you don't get that area, you see how I did today.
Hold on a second. Well, and probably wearing headphones doesn't help, I would
guess. Maybe. Yeah, I got it today.
Mike just put
daisies.
He just put his finger behind his ear.
Let me do the other side.
Rubbed it around real good, and then brought it right to his nose to smell.
Hold on.
You got anything there?
I'm really scouring, too, here.
Really looking? And?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Oh, big time. I missed the left side.
I only get the ball cheese on weekends. Like if I go all day Saturday.
I don't get that. I don't get because that area, it's just like I don't sweat down there, just like I don't sweat on my feet.
I do. God damn it.
My feet and my balls get cold.
Wow. You get ass sweat?
I think I have bad circulation. I have ass sweat.
Bad ass sweat? How about you, Buzz?
Almost never, but occasionally. No, it's true.
It's the answer to everything.
I get butt sweat like everybody else. I think every guy gets butt sweat.
Only occasionally for Buzz.
Because then when you get like on those real hot days playing golf, you know.
You got the friction. You got the friction hand.
Yeah, you got to be careful. But, you know, there's something about the package, you know, that maybe it's a circulation issue. I mean, my plumbing works fine.
How could you not get either ass sweat or ball cheese? Do you, this is not a gay question. Are you wearing underpants now?
No, I'm not.
What
kind of pants are you wearing?
Jeans.
Okay. Then I really wonder how you could possibly avoid not getting either ball cheese or ass sweat while wearing denims with no underpants.
I think you're less likely to because there's more breathing going on down there. There's more air circulation.
Have you ever, gone, what's the bareback? Is that what it is?
Right.
Where you really don't wear any underwear? Have you ever done that?
Never.
I've done that with
commando
jeans before.
Is what you're thinking. Yeah, bareback is when you don't use a condom.
Commando. That's what it is. Commando.
Right. Come on now.
Thank you. Okay. Commando is kind of cool.
Uh-huh. I don't like it.
Once in a while, it makes you feel sexy.
No, not me. I need those babies held up there.
No,
I need the protection that those.
And I usually only go commando when like maybe I'm out of underwear or something like that. But when I do, it's terrific.
Yeah.
I go commando and I wear just a really short pair of nylon shorts. I'm just kidding. You know, a dancer told me one time,
male or female,
a dancer told me one time that down at this joint, at the strip joint down in Florida, they give you what's called a lap dance. Where they kind of dance on your lap.
I've heard of that.
You've heard of that. Right?
I've never.
I know you're not personally.
I've never experienced it, but I believe Buzz has told me about them.
Yes, I had one as recently as last Monday.
You know how they basically sit on your lap and they kind of do a little dance on your lap.
Like, that would be why they call it a lap dance.
That's why they call it a lap dance.
Mm-hmm.
And this dancer said that guys down in Florida come into the place, and specifically wear like the thinnest of nylon shorts.
Yuck, with no underpants?
No underwear on. Is that about the grossest thing you've ever heard?
So that the
so that they really can, you know, so it's just
the,
like
I hadn't thought of that. The boys slide out of the side.
Maybe not slide out, but I mean, or yeah, probably that too.
Yeah.
But that's just, and they said, it's funny because it's usually foreigners that do it when they come in there. And they said that these guys will like sit at a table, and the dancers will walk around them for like 6 hours, and so they won't go near them.
Now it's a crime for me to want to get my money's worth.
Rob, picture Rob in those shorts like you used to wear.
Yeah, exactly.
Although at least Rob would go into a strip club. Give him some credit. Do you remember Frank? Listen, our first producer, God rest his soul, the late Frank Murphy, I think it was the first year we ever went to Memphis to do the Elvis is Dead show.
Right.
This is 15 years ago. We're on our way from the airport to the hotel, and Mike and I see this place, Danny's.
Memphis, right?
Yeah. Gigantic neon sign, Danny's. Girls, girls, girls.
I believe there were screeching wheels when we saw it.
I think someone had hipped us to the fact that, well, if you're going to Memphis on the way...
Stop at Danny's.
On the way from the airport to downtown Memphis,
Danny,
you got to go to Danny's.
Right.
So we see it and we stop. And we said, well, we'll just go in and get a drink. And Frank was so friggin' Catholic and uptight.
Right.
He refused to enter. And he said... No, and finally we forced him to come in.
Didn't we threaten him with firing him?
Yeah, we forced him to come in, and then...
And he loved it. And, you know, the thing is, he pretended he didn't like it, but he loved it. He was as lewd and lascivious as anything. And you know what? Even more so, which is really the... Yeah. That's that whole creepy little, you know, what's behind the curtain?
Repressed. Isn't that though where he said, that's where I draw the line?
Yeah, we offered I offered a lap dance to him, where I paid the dancer to give him a lap, and these dancers were pretty heinous, too, weren't they?
Well, they're Memphis.
Yeah, and they were pretty nasty. And then he goes, that's where I draw the line.
I think that's, and if I'm not wrong, I know it's a long time ago, that might be when he left and went out to the car to just sit and wait for us.
I think he just sat there, and we weren't too far behind him. Because, I mean, they really were. Yeah, I mean, seriously, some of these dancers, I think, were 60.
Wow. Skanky. Welcome to Danny's. Like a lab dance.
Listen, I am so glad that we stumbled on the topic of poop and everything else, because we got a gift in the mail here. Follow-up, Donna Mike mailbag, got a bunch of letters and stuff, but we're going to start with the box we've received.
Ah.
You might remember on a previous episode, I think it was a Labor Day holiday, that my wife dragged me to an arts and crafts fair.
Right.
In Ocean City, Maryland, and I went to this place where they served, where they made fake pastries.
Yeah, right. Fake food. Fake and we food. Still got a line around here. The guy was a great interview, too. He was a real nice guy.
I bought Rob some of these fake donuts.
Right.
And it's a real cottage industry, no pun intended.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand why people would want to buy fake food to put on display in their homes. The food was very realistic.
Yeah.
Cakes and chocolate sundaes and breakfast, a ham and egg.
The donuts that you brought in were very cool.
They looked very realistic.
They look edible.
We called the guy up on the air because I couldn't believe that someone could actually make their living making fake food. There was enough of a demand for it, and we asked him to make us both puke and vomit.
Right.
And
puke and poop.
I'm sorry. Yeah, number one and number four.
He said he could. He accepted the challenge. He seemed to like the idea.
And here is the number four. Here is the vomit that he made.
That's interesting looking.
And if you put that down in front of you, that now that's like something you would find in a novelty store.
It's almost too round.
Yeah,
looks like a praline.
Now the poop, however,
it does look like that's exactly what it looks like.
The poop we asked for with corn in it, and if you take a good look at that.
That's more real.
That really looks... If you could find a way to have steam come off this baby...
And we could.
This really looks... Now, Buzz, you're a good 25 feet away from me.
Yeah.
But in your glass cage...
Oh, yeah.
Does it appear that I'm holding a fresh pile of dog poop?
Yeah, and if you or human on a bad day, if you drop that into a toilet bowl, I think people would be convinced.
You think so?
Why don't we just, why don't you give it to me during the commercial break?
Okay.
And just let me take care of it.
Okay, you got it. Want to thank Dallas Hewitt.
I'm good at those things.
His company is called Pastries for Keeps. He in Pocomoke City, Maryland, he custom made the puke number four.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we call it on the show, number four.
Mm-hmm.
And also the the number two.
I'll put that on the floor next to me right here in the studio. That does look a little bit like a praline.
And his web is www.pastriesforkeeps.com. And you can see here in the catalog, it does a much better job of describing, showing you the stuff
right.
that I saw on display that amazed me. For instance, eggs, two sausages, and hash browns.
That looks incredibly realistic.
Now, why someone would want to order these food items... Waffles, jumbo pancakes on plates.
Maybe for a model home or something like that.
Did he say, well, like that? Yeah, or restaurants sometimes put fake food in under glass.
Yeah, but it was more than that. It was regular
right.
people who,
right.
who were also coming in.
That's weird.
Here are some of my favorites. Mike, you asked about the deviled eggs. There they are. There are the deviled eggs.
You know, I would imagine restaurants would have a lot of cause. I mean, if you duplicated what they offered in the restaurant, then you wouldn't have to, like, put the fresh stuff out there.
And it goes bad sitting out, so.
But, see, I can't rat out who it is, but I know a person. The whole reason that we were at this thing, looking at this stuff, is that we were looking for food for someone that I know.
That collects it?
No, that has it sitting out in his house.
Really?
Yeah, and there's a lot of people like that.
As an art object, or?
Buzz, you got me.
Okay. It's so funny to hear you talking as you're holding up that poop.
I have never had the guts to ask this, but wait, incidentally, why do you want fake cheese? You know, why not put out real cheese? Because what it is, wow, that thing is just, look at that, that's hard as a, and virtually unbreakable.
That looks like a space-age polymer.
The fake poop.
Thank you, NASA.
For goodness sakes, peach a la mode, peach pie a la mode, $15.
You got a little pie a la mode over there.
10-inch strawberry pie, $35. Horn of Plenty fruit on ice, $75.
It's not cheap.
Shrimp cocktail, $35. Macaroni and cheese, $25. Coffee and donuts, $15.
Some like New York prices.
Yeah.
You know what would be a wonderful exercise is to put the really good food out there and just make an announcement to the sales staff that there's free lunch in the kitchen and just see who's the first one.
Broken.
To bite into it.
Well, anyway, I want to thank this guy. His website is pastriesforkeeps.com. Well, let's try to call him up because we did request that he...
Very nice that he got that to us. Boy, that lobster tail looks really yummy.
Potato soup.
He is good.
He's telling me that it's regular people.
Yeah.
Real people, not restaurants.
They like it for the artistic value.
That is strange.
I don't know. Well, the poop looks good. The poop looks
Hello?
Real. Hello, Dallas?
Yes.
Hey, this is Don and Mike. We're on the radio right now. I hope that's okay with you.
Hi, Dallas. How you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Hey, we received the fake poop and the throw-up that you made for us. They're fantastic.
It worked out all right, did it?
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun around the station today.
Now, the fake poop, you did as requested. You put little bits of corn in it.
Yeah, it had a little corn in it.
And what is the fake poop made out of?
It's sawdust and epoxy.
So it's kind of the same thing you made the donuts out of?
About the same thing.
That's cool.
And, yeah, about the same thing.
Have you thought about putting these in your catalog? I know that you sent the catalog with all of the various food items.
I might, like, try to put it in Hustlers or something like that.
Yeah. Right. You know, and we were just talking again, Dallas, about this stuff that you sell. Why would someone who was not in the restaurant business want to buy, for instance, a... chocolate cake with white icing, made out of sawdust. Why?
Yeah. Well, they've got their cake plates. They have fancy plate cakes that when you eat a regular cake, you put it in there, keep it fresh, you know, and you get ready to eat it. But most of the time, don't take long. The cake's gone, and it sits there empty. Mm-hmm. So they put a cake in there just for decoration.
All right. That makes sense.
All right, but let me ask you about those who will buy the plate that comes with egg, sausage, and hash browns.
I have restaurants that will buy those.
All right, but now do regular people ever buy those?
Yes, they do, because there's a lot of people that just collect fake food.
That's a good business. I mean, you got the people like decorative, like the cake. Mm-hmm. Then you've got the restaurants that want to have their displays, and then you get the collectors. So you must be a busy guy, Dallas.
Then you also got people that have longer burger baskets. I don't know if you heard of those or not.
No, I have. My estranged Mrs. O'Mara used to be involved in those.
Well, I do a show in Dresden, Ohio every year right down there at the plant, and they buy them from all over the place.
That's the first time
it's just a really
strange
conversation piece.
Well, you are, I want to say this, you're an artiste.
Well, I certainly appreciate it, but I'd rather be called the Faker Baker.
The Faker Baker.
Baker.
Well, his website is pastriesforkeeps.com. Dallas, thank you for the fake poop and the fake puke.
Well, thank you, but I do want to say one thing. It was so fun. The other day you had somebody on there. It was your poop band or something.
Dr. Doody.
Oh, Dr. Doody.
Dr. Do Booper. I was just wondering if you had that there, you could maybe analyze that and see what it come up with.
Yeah, you know, it's a shame. If we get Dr. Doody in the studio, maybe we'll have him analyze your poop. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Dallas.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
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 Well, he followed up. We requested, and he's an artist.
He's a happy guy. You can tell that. That's the guy that has his workshop, goes down, does this, goes to his little craft fair. He's a happy man.
Damn.
Enjoys his work.
Imagine that. You're making a living making fake food. It blows my mind, the stupidity of those people who would invest $35 in a fake cake just because you have a cake plate.
And I bet there are people, I would venture to say there are probably some people that have them all over their houses.
Probably so. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, radio guys.
Hi.
When I was younger, I used to stick my finger in my belly button and pull it out, and it would smell like crap. Did that ever happen to you guys?
You mean it would smell like number two?
It would smell like number two, and I used to walk around and wipe it on the football players' faces, and they would get so mad at me.
Well, Mike is reaching in. I'm sorry, Buzz can't participate in this one. As we found out the other day,
I have no belly
man
button.
Man without a belly button.
Odor-free.
Odor-free belly button.
Completely odor-free.
Odor-free.
And lint-free. I'm very, very meticulous about my navel.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, man, guys, we're not like the only ones with ass sweat. I mean, I went out with a bunch of different dancers, and they'd come home with some nasty old ass sweat going on.
You mean like strippers?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, look at where their asses have been.
Exactly.
Yeah, rubbing up against a pole and, like, the outside of men's pants.
Gotcha. Thank you, my friend.
Goodbye.
See you later.
He's a happy man, too.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, Lords of Radio, Last Planet, all things jolly.
Right.
Couple things. First of all, I didn't realize it until I finally heard, but to give you an idea how uptight my dad is about his farting and body functions in general, I was 21 years old before I ever heard him fart.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah, I didn't realize it until I heard him fart, but then when he did, he synchronized it with throwing something in a trash can. And I looked at something.
Oh, yeah. As if to mask it?
I need to cough.
Yeah, masking it. And then another time, shortly after that, he synchronized it with closing a door. I'm looking at him like you've been doing this my whole life. Like,
you know,
I feel so cheated and lied to.
You know, my father, God rest his soul, my father and I had more moments of just jaws open laughter when it came to farting, and right up until almost
Amen.
The time he died,
Amen.
it was still. I think that's universal. You can be from 2 till 92. I mean, you can really laugh at that. And you know what? I encourage dads. You know, it's our job, I think, as fathers, to do a little fart humor once.
Just real quick, also, as far as your Guy Walker radio intro things, you know, like hold them, you know, Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, et cetera.
Yeah, well,
I have one for you. It's kind of old, but you might like it.
What's he doing?
I think he's talking about a bumper.
Yeah, a little bumper, yeah. They're so horny, they love you a long time. Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara.
All right, thanks.
They're so horny, they love you a long time.
Bye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Cut down on the caffeine, son.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, this is Don.
Don and Mike, hi.
Hey, what you were talking about before about the cheese on your balls, that's actually jock itch.
Negative,
no,
sir.
No, not necessarily.
No, it is not, and trust me, I know the difference. What it is it's a residue that I get after a day of wearing sweatpants.
No need for tough actin, tenactin.
As a matter of fact,
well, that's for athletes' foot.
Here's where it happens, because I generally will shower on Friday at about noon before coming to work. Then I go all day Saturday through Sunday sometimes without showering and wearing just sweatpants. And, you know, and the moisture traps down there.
Right.
That's
another thing you get with the married life, you know, being happily married and stuff. You get to do that weekend hang.
Yeah.
I don't get that anymore, you know, because I got to go out and pick people up.
Got to be clean all the time.
Got to be showering all the time.
All the time.
I couldn't do that. I have to shower every morning, even on the weekend.
Why?
Just to be comfortable. I wouldn't be comfortable with myself. I'd be all itchy and stuff.
The lady that cleans my house once a week.
Yeah.
I was rang the doorbell today. and I was sitting there watching, in my underwear, watching Joe Dirt eating a ho-ho. And with the ho-ho wrapper on the couch in front of the TV. And I don't know what it is about Joe Dirt, but I was so captivated by David Spade's incredible performance, and I kind of liked Joe Dirt, that I ambled over towards the door, and I was halfway to the door before I realized I am, you know, I'm in my underwear. And then I did a sprint upstairs and put on the, you know, this is the pre-shower, put on the pants, the Colgate T-shirt, and the baseball cap, and ran back downstairs. And I think she might have seen me.
You're right. That is a great. That is one of the perks about being married. That once the luster is off,
you can just crap out on the weekend. And I loved those Sundays where it was just and really sometimes, you know, half of Saturday and all day Sunday where you could just be grungy.
You ever pulled the three-dayer,
mm-hmm,
where you go from Friday all the way till Monday with no showering?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You go out like you might have one dinner date on Friday.
It almost becomes a challenge when you know that you've not showered and you're heading into your third day.
Yeah, and on the third day, inevitably, I don't care who you are, you get a little uncomfortable with yourself.
A little bit.
After 3 days?
I know we got a break. Yeah. Wow. 3 days.
I've gone
longer when I've been ill, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
For some reason, when you're ill, you get a total free pass on that.
Yeah,
and you kind of revel in just your own stink.
But also, when you're ill and you finally do get that shower, it's a good feeling. It's a good feeling to get all that cheese off of yourself.
Oh, yeah.
It's disgusting. But today, you know, you forget sometimes. You know, you're in your own little world. And I spend a lot of my time in my house in my underwear.
So let me get this. I'm just thinking about this now. You're watching Joe Dirt in your underwear.
Lying on the couch.
And then this is where I would like to be, right there with that. Merry Christmas from Mike O'Mara.
Because you would have seen me not only in my blue boxer shorts, but with, you know, my boxer shorts, which were probably low-riding a little bit. Because when I got up really quickly, when I heard the doorbell, they kind of slipped. And I had in my hand, on the left hand, I had the wrapper, which has the chocolate remnants in it. And then in my right hand, I have the half-eaten ho-ho. So I was standing there in the middle of my living room just, looking like Mr. The single successful guy.
Hard to believe you are still on the market.
I know.
Hard to believe.
I know. I mean, you know what? It's tough. Because I do get offers each and every day. Would you like to be with this man in his blue underwear in the middle of his living room?
Clear the lines out. Let's get a call 100 right now. Does anybody want to bet for or against caller 100 getting the secret sound today?
I say they're not going to get it.
I will take that bet.
All right, how much?
20.
Okay.
So I'm betting on the listener.
Which is rare.
Anybody else want to bet against the listener?
I'll bet against the listener.
All right, and nothing more can be said about the
right.
Well, you can give the clues.
The newest clue is halitosis.
Right.
That's
right.
It, and that's all I'm going
to say. Absolutely. Okay, good.
Rob, you want in?
No, my wife doesn't give me any money anymore.
All right, so I got 20 with you and 20 with you. Yeah. I'm betting on you,
right,
the Don and Mike informed consumer,
yes,
to know what the secret sound is.
And I, Joe Dirt, I am betting against the listener today.
877-365-3636.
Fabulous film.
We'll play for $250. Yeah, very believable, incidentally. Another movie with Dennis Miller, who we love,
right,
playing a disc jockey with no headphones on.
Hey, you've logged time with it.
And why is it that always...
I'm so happy you've seen that movie.
Oh, Bart made me see it when it came out, the eons
ago. You saw it in the theater?
Yeah.
How effing painful must that have been?
I love my son.
Wow.
And the movie's not that bad.
How about that blonde?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And the problem with a movie like Joe Dirt is people see that fake radio studio that Dennis Miller is in.
Right.
And they think that that's what it's really like, that it looks kind of like the bridge on the Enterprise.
The biggest villain movie for that is anyone that's ever seen The Fisher King. And it looks like something 800 years in the future.
Right, exactly.
And they come in here and you hear their jaw drop.
I know.
Okay. Be the 100th caller now while I press this antiquated button, and you'll get a shot at $250. Good luck, you animals.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Cousin! What do you think of my spread, huh? Can you believe it? They used to test H-bombs on this beautiful piece of property.
Eddie, don't you worry about radiation.
All I know, Clark, is that my teeth have never been whiter and my garden is spitting out 50-pound tomatoes.
The Don and Mike Show.
Men doing the work of men. The Don and Mike Show.
Today's the day the girl at, the woman who doesn't shave herself is coming down.
Ah.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Doesn't shave her arms, her legs, her bush. She bleaches her arms. She's very pretty. She bleaches her armpit hair. She bleaches her leg hair. But her hair down there is
au natural.
She'll be here in a little while. Time now for a call number 100. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi. Caller 100?
Yes, you are.
All right.
And what's your name, my friend?
Tim.
Hi, Tim. Where are you from?
Only.
Tim, you have won Guns N' Roses tickets. Guns N' Roses and Mixmaster Mike. Not you.
Well, you might be surprised, my friend.
MCI Center, December 9. Tickets go on sale. They're on sale now. Ticketmaster.com. Enjoy Guns N' Roses. Now, you will play for $250 if you can correctly identify the secret sound, a common everyday sound. The most recent clue is halitosis.
Okay.
15 seconds for you on the clock. Please don't answer, and remember, I have money on you, sir.
Okay.
Don't sing till Mike. Don't answer till Mike sings like
A Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah, we would. Sure.
Godspeed. Caller, name this sound.
There it is now. I could be $40 richer.
Probably will be.
Or $40 poorer. But either way, it's worth it to hear. A Tribe Called Quest.
A Tribe Called Quest. Represent, Seth. When the mic is in my hand, I'm never hesitant. My favorite jam back in the day was Eric B. for president.
Yeah! Yeah!
Thank you. Thank you all very much.
For 250 bones.
Very urban.
What is that sound?
Is that the sound of a Benaka cap capping?
God bless you, sir.
I thought he had it.
I was reaching into my wallet.
I thought he was going to get it, too.
20 for you.
Thank you, sir.
We run that 20 over to Buzz.
Thank you.
You dumb bastard.
I thought he was going to get it.
Sorry.
You dumb bastard.
Obviously, he wasn't listening yesterday.
No, I was stuck in traffic.
I was betting on that.
All right. Now every guest is a clue for you.
For you.
Jesus Christ. There you go. That's
hey, you'll never do that again, will you?
That's what you get for betting on the listeners. All right. Well, 20 for Mike.
Yes.
20 for Buzz.
Thank you.
And $250 for somebody tomorrow.
Very good.
Maybe.
Maybe.
We'll see. Because the longer now that it goes...
Now I think we have a chance. It's probably 70-30 tomorrow.
Yeah, the longer it goes, you know, the better the chances are is someone else who is clueless gives us a call.
And I thought he sounded like an intelligent guy.
Yeah. Well, he sounded confident.
Well, he is intelligent. He just wasn't listening.
I mean, it's the one thing. We do that contest at the same time every day. And if you listen every day around that time... You're going to hear the clues, and, well, anyway, never mind.
That's the way it goes.
Just steam because I lost the money.
Sure.
Mike, I know you, like me, will be happy to hear this. This is from Radio and Records, that DJ radio newspaper.
Yes, our trade publication.
Comic Relief. The Weenie Returns.
Fantastic.
Now, what this is an article about a DJ joke service. That I thought was still in business, but I guess it's out of business.
I mean, I think anybody that's ever been in this business has heard of the Electric Weenie, and probably, I would venture to say, anybody that's been in the business for over 10 years has at one time or another received a free copy of it. And, and once you look at it once, that's it.
but there are some disc jockeys, Jack Diamond comes to mind, who uses whatever the modern version of the Electric Weenie is, where they give you just... generic jokes about current events, and you know, for the lazy disc jockey out there, where you pay your $100 a month, and every month you get five pages of dumb jokes,
right?
And anyway, it's a thing saying that the guy, the original Electric Weenie guy, is dead.
Oh dear! Oh,
no.
But
Mr. Weenie's dead.
Thank goodness, Weenie Jr.
Mr. Weenie's dead. He was electrocuted.
Who is in radio? Working at Sunny Coast 103 FM.
Where it's always sunny on your FM dial.
But they couldn't say it's always 103.
No.
Right? But I bet they say it's always sunny.
Welcome to Sunny 103, where it's always 103 degrees.
Let me see. Oh, before we get to this, Tom Gavin is on the phone to tell us how his final anger management session went.
Very good.
Tom!
Hey, it's Tom the... Aloysius Gavin.
Thomas Aloysius Gavin.
Yes, it is.
Tom, how did your last anger management session go, buddy?
It went good. I got to go back. I'm going to take it all the time now.
Oh, so they didn't let you out? You got to keep taking it
and held back.
Yes, it's because it's better.
But
I should take it better because if I come out of there,
held back.
It's perfect. When I come out of there, I'm not angry and anything else, and I'm like calm and stuff.
You feel good.
Yeah, I feel good.
What is some of the stuff he tells you not to be angry?
Telling me not to hit nobody.
Don't hit anybody.
Don't hit nobody.
And Tom, why would you hit anybody? What gets you mad that makes you hit people?
They get me angry.
Yeah, well, what gets you angry?
They tick me off.
Do you hit them with your fists?
Or
what do you do?
I hit them with my cane.
And the last time you hit someone with your cane, what did that person say to get you mad?
They told the manager here.
But what did they say that made you want to hit him with a cane?
They told me not to do it again.
Originally, the first time...
What did someone say to get you angry?
The first time.
They told me to F off.
F off? Well, I'd hit somebody with my cane if they told me to F off. Yeah.
But, Tom, you shouldn't hit people with your cane.
No,
right? And what about the rubber bands around your...
I'm not doing that anymore. I'm calm with that. He told me not to use a rubber band anymore.
What did he say when you feel angry? What did he tell you to do?
Count to ten.
Count to ten. Mm-hmm. It works for me. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
F you, F-ball.
Same to you.
You dumb son of a bitch.
Same to you.
Hey, Tom.
Listen to this. He's not getting mad. Yeah.
F you.
Same to you.
Are you counting to ten now?
Yep.
Way to go, Tom.
Are you really?
Yep.
I thought you would do it out. I thought you would.
Where's Charlie?
Not here right now.
I thought you would do it out loud, Tom.
One.
Oh, there you go.
Two.
Okay. F
you. Three.
F you.
Four.
F you.
Five.
F ball.
Six.
F you.
Seven.
Rockin' hell.
Eight.
Lorraine.
Nine.
F you.
Ten.
Ten. F you.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, Tom, it sounds like it's working great, buddy.
Thank you, Tom.
Hey, Charlie?
Charlie's not here now, Tom.
Not here right now.
Where is he?
Bye, Tom.
He's not doing well.
Bye, Tom.
If anybody out there listening, go to my website or go to JV's restaurant Thursday night and come out and listen to the local bands. And then when's your band playing, Mike?
We're playing in a week or two, Tom.
All right.
Where at?
Goodbye, Tom.
Bye.
No, he's not retarded.
There he is.
So that's Tom Gavin managing his anger.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike?
Hey, my friend.
Hey, this is the first time I've gotten through in like 3 years. You guys kick major ass.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, my friend.
I love the show, man. You guys are so hilarious.
That is very kind of you.
Appreciate it. Well, if you think we're funny, just wait because I got some jokes here.
Oh, good.
I have from the return of the electric weenie, some samples of the new material.
Oh, fantastic.
So this is a bad joke service for disc jockeys.
Rob, do you have those little insects standing by any chance?
I could do it over records.
Mm.
We have, now the deal is the guy, Tom Adams, is dead.
Tom Adams!
And his son, Tom Adams Jr.,
right,
has picked up the family business and is now writing the electric weenie for disc jockeys across America.
Very good.
And we have some samples for you.
Brilliant.
So let me see if I can get I need a jingle. Yeah, and... good afternoon. This is leukemia. Why? Michael Mara is so ugly, even Big Brother isn't watching him. It's 407.
Man, nothing has changed.
Wow.
right.
That is quality.
Wow. All right. I'm not making these up.
I know.
Let me see. You know what? What am I doing looking for a good one here? There's no such thing as a good one. Hey, this is Luke Emeo with you, and it's 4:08. Coming up next, my friend Mike O'Mara will kind of remind you of a 4-H project that got out of hand.
Hey, Four Seasons! Oh, what a
night! Yes, you know what? Now I'm remembering what I remember about the weenie. They aren't even jokes.
No, not really.
No, not really.
A 4-H project that got out of hand.
Okay, here we go. Kimmy, don't forget Mike O'Mara's coming up right after me, and gosh, that Mike is stupid. He thinks heavy metal is a 56 Buick.
Jesus Christ. Wow. Bad today, is it? Is this the new stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. My God.
Yes, I'm reading it. These are the ones that disc jockeys are currently paying $100 a week for. And a lot of them are stuff about, you know, other disc jockeys.
Right.
Coming up next, Air Talent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They'll remind you of a 4-H project that got out of hand.
Jesus.
Wow. All right, let me just try another one here. Hello, this is Leukemia. Here's your horoscope. Beware if you and your date attend a dog show and she wins.
I've been walking these streets so long.
I'm just reading you what I got here.
Under the week, huh?
God, yeah. I bust Saturday Night Live's balls.
Yeah. Let me see.
It could be worse.
Beware.
Number 14.
Beware. Okay, hold on a second.
Jesus.
And guys use this stuff.
Oh, I remember the first time I ever read an electric weenie, and I got absolutely furious.
All right, now here's one where it says, caution. Caution.
Oh, is this blue? Are you working blue now?
Caution. Hey, Leukemia here. Speaking about my boss, as a baby, he went right from the bottle. Or if I'm really wacky, I'll say breastfeeding. All right, so let me start it over. Now, you know, he gives you
went
two
right
options.
From breastfeeding.
If you don't feel comfortable saying breastfeeding.
Yeah, I don't say breast. Don't work that blue.
Say right from the bottle.
Thank you. Thanks.
Go ahead, Jackson. Hey, it's Leukemia here. My boss is crazy. He went right from the bottle to raw meat. Let me put it this way. My boss's birthstone is granite.
Man.
These are just friggin' awful.
Absolute horror. That they call themselves a joke service.
And I know, you know, probably around the country, you're going to hear disc jockeys using these jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see.
Wow.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Froggy 98. This is Leukemia. I remember when I saw The Sopranos for the first time on television. The next morning, I made my wife start the car for me.
I must have been through.
God. See you.
Wow.
Done. So bad they're good.
I'm not making these up.
Incredible.
You couldn't set out to write an unfunny joke that unfunny.
No, absolutely not.
My wife starts
the car for me.
Car!
Car!
Okay, let me see.
The electric weenie.
Oh, here's the end of Mike. Here's one. You're so boring. Okay. I should tell you that this is another one that has a...
Warning?
A warning on it.
Yeah, it could be blue.
Because you are dealing with a topic that perhaps you might not want to deal with.
Uh-huh.
Hey, this is Leukemia. Mike O'Mara is coming up soon. A cop stopped him last night and asked him to blow up a balloon. Mike did. Then he made a giraffe out of it.
Gonna find my baby, gonna
hold. Someone should shoot this guy. Yeah.
Wow. And then I'll say this. He got the gift from his dad.
Right.
These jokes are just as bad as
my God.
Back in the day.
Well, I think the whole desire is not to be funny, but not to offend. The acorn doesn't fall far from the tree, apparently.
It's really nice, though, that he gives you the little, that there's a little dot
warning.
There.
And why would there be a warning?
Because you're talking about drinking while driving.
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay, here's a quick one. This one's under quickies. Leukemia with you. I'm working to develop alkaline umbrellas to keep us all safe from acid rain.
Hello, yeah, it's been a while. My
not much.
I know.
Are you reading all of them?
I've only read about 10 of them.
Not sure.
They're incredible.
There's like a million of them on here.
They are incredible.
Now, let me put a longer intro on so I can do more than one.
One of the tedious long ones?
Yeah.
Bit for break.
I give you a really long one here, okay? Where I'll try to work just a million of them in. Leukemia with you. The 4:13 right now. Hey, here's a dating tip. I know you think about going out on a date tonight, Wednesday night, day night. If you tell a loved one you pick up a case of Sharpies, make sure you just came from a 7-Eleven, okay? And my wife will be calling the show later today. One thing you can say about her cooking, she broke the dog out of bacon at the table. We got some Rolls Royce coming up right now. Mike O'Mara will be on after me today to raise money for our telethon. Mike O'Mara is attempting to walk barefoot through any crack house in town. It's still 4:13, and this is Leukemia. Buzz will have the news coming up for us, and Buzz is so boring, you fall asleep when he's talking about you. My name, of course, is Leukemia, and I come from a much better neighborhood myself than the rest of these guys. Our high school cheer was, thank you, Payne Weber. Leukemia reminding you that gentlemen prefer blondes or anyone who says yes.
Jesus, wow. Not one hundred a week. I mean, not
I know.
One.
Not one.
What was the thing about Sharpies? What the hell was that?
I didn't get that. Dating tip. If you tell a loved one you've picked up a case of, Slurpees.
Oh, that's much funnier.
I screwed it up.
All right, give it to us again.
Leukemia, just reminder, Wednesday night, date night. If you tell a loved one you picked up a case of Slurpees, make sure you mention you just came home from 7-Eleven. See, that'd be like an AIDS joke.
Right, herpes. Jesus.
Slurpee and herpes. They're evil.
Yeah.
I discovered a new way to save money. I staple it to my underwear. I got a great watchdog. I yell attack. And it has one. But if you want to know. Hey, this is Leukemia, reminding you to beautify America. Send your wife to Europe. Leukemia gets together. I'm a happy father of three, and after our first baby, the nurse was showing me how to make him burp, and it ticked my wife off. She said, I don't care what you're doing. Get off her shoulder. How you doing? It's 4:15.
Man, there's just no basis in comedy. They're completely contrived.
This is Leukemia. I don't know about you, but boy, money is a problem. My spouse and I go over the budget every week. This year, we went over by about $200. But if you want to
know,
hey, Leukemia with you. I told my wife, Frida, we needed a new bed. I'm tired of climbing into the upper bunk every night. Oh! This is Leukemia. High school cheerleaders are nature's way of showing us she's always making improvements in the newer models.
Oh, my God. Ooh.
This is Leukemia on Sunday 103 with a thought for the day. You know you're growing older when getting a little action means your prune juice just kicks in. Hey, Leukemia here with a thought for the day. How come the kids who get expelled from school are the ones who hang around it late at night? Something to think about. I want to tell you right now, this is a kind of a blue one. We had a tough time getting through sex education in my school. My teacher was always getting a headache. Leukemia with you at 4:17. The Sherman Williams Company just voted Mike O'Mara this year's poster boy for the color gray. Hey, this is Leukemia with a reminder. Rob Spiewak just got married. Asked me for advice. I said, remember, breakfast is a very important meal. Your wife may get upset if you're not home by then.
Oh, wow.
Right through to the next one there.
I am getting a headache.
God, are there many more?
I mean, I want to hear one that even approaches funniness.
It's hard to believe they're giving these away.
Yeah, the freebies.
Okay, here you go. Hey, Howard Stern is on tomorrow morning right here. And Howard has such a big nose, when he's lying on the beach, you can tell time by its shadow. Current time, 4:18. This is leukemia.
So sad.
Amazing.
My God.
Give you one more. One more.
Make it a good one.
I'm thinking about, yeah, leave them laughing.
You know, I'm thinking about really subscribing
to the weenie.
So like once a month we can do this bit?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because once a month, this is it. This is what you get. Hey, don't forget, Mike O'Mara's coming up right now. He's having a hard time coping. He's saving for a tub of toothpaste so his neighbors will talk to him.
You are the woman that I've always dreamed of.
I don't, pathetic.
I don't get it.
No one does.
My God.
Okay, hold on a second.
Made it into a giraffe.
Okay. Where's one about divorce? My spouse and I go over the balance budget every week. It's hard to cope. Saving a tube of toothpaste. Told my wife we needed a bill. Oh, here you go. Hey, leukemia with you. I was talking with Mike about his separation. He says what he hates most about divorce is that he had to drop out of the mixed league bowling.
Hello, yeah, it's been a while.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
How about you?
Oh, my God.
Hey, leukemia here. This is leukemia. Here's a dining tip. Once a year, unplug your refrigerator. 4 hours later, open the door. Whatever glows, toss it out. And my doctor, he's such a bad doctor, he has his own scab collection. And no class. On my chart, under conditions, he wrote ugly.
Wow, Luke. My God.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Is that a new outfit today?
Sure.
Gee, I'm glad somebody finally bought that.
I wish people could see the look on your face.
Yeah.
Because that looks like, hey there.
Hey, Mike.
I just made a funny.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, Don. I mean,
boy,
Luke.
Boy, did I get polluted last week. I went swimming in nearby bad body of water.
No way to relate.
That's where you put like your local stuff.
The Anacostia River.
And then I might have just bogarted this whole thing.
Did you shoot the proverbial wad?
No, I got at least one more. Mr. Founder on the Leukemia Show. Tips from medical interns. Don't try to save money by suggesting community bedpan.
Oh, my
God.
Yeah, that's it. I did them all. Yeah.
Incredibly stupid.
Done.
Jesus.
The electric money.
This is Leukemia. Stepping aside for my friend Mike O'Mara. At the office, we all got together and bought Mike a brand new leather briefcase so that he can keep his ex-wife categorized. I'll be back tomorrow, everybody.
Thanks, Luke. Great show, as always.
From the electric weenie.
My God. Yeah, you know, that's a great idea. Subscribe so we can use all the crap.
I will. Once a month. And that's what you get. For a month, $100.
I bet when we get it, get the subscription, it'll be much more topical.
You get all of those. He had the thing about Big Brother.
Yeah.
You know, and...
absolutely. He's right on time.
And you had a DWI thing that has a little asterisk next to it.
Don't want to offend your audience.
And, of course, remember, as a baby, he went right from the bottle, or if your format allows...
Right.
Breastfeeding.
Breastfeeding.
And you can say breastfeeding. Jesus Christ.
Wow.
You know, the guy's dad was an embarrassment to the radio industry, and now the guy is an embarrassment.
Well, and there are, as you said, there are disc jockeys that legitimately use that.
Oh, I swear to God there are.
Sure,
they're everywhere. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you guys doing?
Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
Hi, you're on the air.
There's I swear the afternoon drive DJ in D.C. uses some of those jokes. Because just the cheesiness of what you're saying and what he jokes about is the same exact style.
Right, right. The deal is you pay your money, and every month you get like 100 of these. And
yeah, but get off Lou Katz's back.
There's a DJ that actually uses stuff, though. I thought this was, you know, it's like a common...
Come on.
Gotcha.
Stop picking on Lou.
Yeah, come on. Lou's doing the best he can. Playing light rock and less talk. Don and Mike, hello.
And Lisa Herndon says, Monkey, it's what's for dinner.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
That's what
hey, Don, doing. Mike, what's going on?
Hey.
Hey, man, you got to play it with some different music. God, that was killing. It was either the music or the jokes that were killing me. But I'm
well,
not
the jokes.
Ready.
The jokes fit the music, and the music fit the jokes.
Yeah, I mean,
oh my, yeah, you're right about that. Terrible. Oh my
I
God.
Mean, if you want, it does no better if I was to, for instance, put in the new Korn record,
A Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah, I was gonna say Tri Corner. Why don't you do a little bit of
All right, I'll give you the AOR delivery, okay? The album delivery, okay?
The album delivery.
So here you go. What's up?
Hey, yeah.
Al Qaeda with you. Rock 97. Hey, don't forget a crazy buzz will be on later tonight, man. Got stopped last night. DWI. Cop asked him to blow up a balloon. Buzz did. Made a giraffe out of it, dude. 101. Rock 101. It's just bad.
It's horrible.
And
it fits with that old stuff.
Godsmack.
Jesus. Yeah, that's my God. And it's been around, of course, like everything like that. It's been around for years.
Yeah, and, you know, yes, absolutely. You know, rock disc jockeys can use these dumb things, too.
Well, it's October.
Yes. And your ass.
Anyone that wants to be funny.
Okay.
If you're looking for laughs.
Gotcha. So anyway, we'll file that away. File that under must do.
Man, that is quality humor.
Must do. The electric weenie is...
That is quality comedy.
Back. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Hey, I think Jimmy Norton and Jack Martling are the guy.
Now I hear crickets.
Crickets? That was great!
I really do hear crickets.
All right, ass. Guzzlers rule!
Guzzlers rule?
Who?
He's gone.
No idea.
Like the wind.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi there.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm all right. What say you?
What say I? Thank you, Bill. Actually, I just wanted to say, for my money, it doesn't get much better than listening to Rob A. chuckle with that cackle he has after some of the really funny comments on the show.
Well, I haven't heard comedy like that since the Bob Hope specials.
He's a master cackler, he is. All right, well, if you thought that was good, Mike, you know what this music means.
Yeah.
Time for American Idiot.
American Idiot.
Suck, but suck loudly. This will be the final week that we are looking for you to participate in the American Idiot Contest.
Amen.
Buzz had it on his new show that they were rioting. The crazy kids were rioting in Detroit as they're lining up to try to become a part of American Idol 2.
Well, people rioting all throughout our listening audience right now.
After the electric weenie.
Right.
And now we're following that up with our final installment of American Idiot. We need to find... two more finalists.
Two.
The deal is, as Mike said, suck, but
suck loudly.
Right. It's karaoke.
You got to just jump in.
Now I got to tell you, we got a letter from one of our finalists from Philadelphia. Her name is Lexi.
Lovely Lexi.
I don't remember which karaoke song she sang, but she sent us this letter.
All right.
Dear Donna Mike, as I've told and sent to Lisa Herndon in a letter to her, the opportunity you've given me for American Idiot is a wonderful one.
Thank you.
For me, I have asked for a lifelong dream to come true. Any help possible in this venture... And apparently that this girl, the letter goes on and on. As you can see, she was duping us when she sang badly. She actually has a CD.
Well, what does she sound like in real life?
Well, let's find out.
I bet it's great.
Let's put it in.
I bet it's strong. She's pretty.
See what it sounds like.
Mike can do this, but it really takes talent if you can sing to sing badly. So it's hard to do.
Do you want a joke to say over the intro?
No, let me just hear it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the song stylings of Lexi.
I used to think he was deep.
Kind of a smoky voice.
Well, it's just a joke, yeah.
I bet she was our Janis Joplin.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, you think I'm nice.
Is that something to it?
Mm-hmm. I want to hear the hook.
Well, baby, I'm a monkey.
Hey, monkey, funny.
Monkey, it's funny.
Then I get homesick.
Wow. Keep dreaming, honey.
When I'm at home.
Well, this is not the point of American Idiot, though. The point of American Idiot was not to find someone who actually wants to be a singer.
No.
But, I mean, you know, well, look, it worked out. We're playing her stupid song on the show now, so.
Sometimes like angels turn their heads when I walk into a room.
Yeah, I guess. Is this a compliment? Sounds like everything else.
She's too good for American Idiot.
Yeah.
Can I see the picture on the album cover?
Yeah.
Sounds a bit like Rosemary.
There you go. Hmm. So that's Lexi. So I guess...
Rather fetching young lady. Looks a little like Selma Hayek.
Pull the fast one on us. As you might have some talent.
Yes.
Let's sing, well, please understand, American Idiot. It is your big chance.
Yeah, really, I don't want to offend Lexi, but you have to have a little bit more idiot in you.
We will have a free concert outside, a 30-minute concert on the show in the coming weeks when you, our listeners, pick The American Idiot, and
right.
We will have in attendance the president of Virgin Records.
Wow.
He'll be here, and he will give you his honest assessment of your talents. We have right now, stop it, Mike.
I will.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We have 7 finalists. We need 3 more. Phone number 877-365-3636. Robbie, pull out your big bag.
I got my bag.
A bag. What do we have? What are the selections today, boys? Well, we're running low, Mike.
Are we really? Are we getting down to the bottom of the barrel?
Running low.
I'd love to hear somebody else do Bobby McGee.
I love that song.
Now, we do have The Sound of Music.
Oh, The Hills Are Alive.
Right.
Right.
Achy Breaky Heart.
Yeah.
Oh, yuck.
A Horse with No Name.
That's a lovely, lovely ditty.
Yes.
Lots of Beatles songs. Okay. Yesterday, Back in the USSR, Long and Winding Road, I saw her standing there.
Now, if you do a song like The Long and
Get
Winding
back.
Road, if you do a song like The Long and Winding Road, you got to really suck, but suck loudly.
Mm-hmm. Now we have for you, if you got soul, we have Harold Melvin, If You Don't Know Me By Now,
mm-hmm.
Me and Mrs. Jones.
Oh, you know, we never had one person sing that. I'd love to hear that this week.
3 Times a Lady. We also have Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. We have.
You know we're going to get somebody doing that one now.
Taking Care of Business.
Right, BTO.
Stairway to Heaven. We Will Rock You.
Right.
Born to Be Wild. You requested a mic. Me and Bobby McGee.
Ha, 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 Bobby McGee, yeah.
Let me see. Hit Me With Your Best Shot.
Hey, you did her.
I did. I had sex with Pat Benatar.
Yes.
Let me see. Well, I did. Back in the day. I did. And, you know, I think that's all we're going to go with. Because everything else, all the other good ones, which is a relative term, have been taken. Help Me, Rhonda by the Beach Boys.
Excellent.
What's Going On by Marvin Gaye.
What's Going On?
Bad, Bad, Leroy Brown, and the one that we're praying nobody picks, Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Oh, Bobby McFerrin, I remember it the 400th time we played it.
So those are the songs that you have to choose from on this, what will be the final edition of people auditioning for American Idiot. But first, let's seriously go to Buzz for what he says is breaking news. Buzz.
I really hesitate to mention this, but you have to. A Montgomery County police say Interstate 270 has been closed at 2 places after a call about a white box truck spotted near a school bus. A spokeswoman says southbound 270 is closed at Shady Grove Road, while northbound 270 is closed at the weigh station. The spokeswoman says police got a call about the truck being near the school bus at Clopper and Hopkins Roads in the Germantown area. She says police cannot confirm reports that a gun might have been involved, possibly pointed at the bus, which did have children on it at the time.
Wow.
That's the latest that we've received.
That is really breaking news, so that's an ongoing situation right now.
And I'll let you know how that turns out.
So right now...
They don't know if anybody's been shot, though.
No, they won't even confirm the report about the gun or anything else.
All right, well, then, you know, let's keep our heads in the game here.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Keep doing the show. And
right.
If Buzz gets more news, thank you.
Yep.
He'll bring it to us immediately.
Hey, you know, and who knows? I mean, say a prayer. Maybe this is the chance to get somebody.
Yeah. American Idiot's coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm sorry, I can't do it. Not over this. And if I know our president, he's not going to allow me or himself to get shot down over what would have been a private sexual encounter.
Some swan song for the old man, huh?
The senator got a little wild when she was 19. What is the big deal?
Well, let me explain the big deal to you. The people of this nation can stomach quite a bit. The one thing they can't stomach is the image of a vice president with a mouthful of...
You don't have to use... look, let's use the word alleged.
They got photos. They got witnesses. They got the alleged slut.
Hey, wait a minute. Let me tell you something. I'm a husband first.
The Don and Mike Show.
Famed gay magician, Don and Mike.
Yeah. Right. Speaking of gay magicians, I don't know if you pre-read it. The Craig Wilson today is totally worthless.
Really?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, he's bitching about something we bitch about. Fun-sized candies at Halloween.
Oh, so we're simpatico with him today.
No mention of his partner, Jack.
Oh, what a shame.
Nothing about his mom, nothing about shoes.
And Craig doesn't like the fun-sized candies either. He likes his candy big.
Yes, he does, Buzz. Fun-sized, that's what he's writing about. And
fun-sized.
Just not worth it. One of the few times that Craig Wilson from USA Today
makes a lot of sense
has beaten the system. All right,
man,
you've done it this week, birdcage man. But we'll be ready for you next week at your column.
You'll be sorry, Pee Wee Herman.
You'll be sorry, BC. Birdcage. Here we go now with the final installment as we look for possible contestants for American Idiot.
Very good.
We're getting it down to 10.
All right.
And then in the next few weeks, you guys will be voting. Let's start with Pat. Hi, Pat.
Hey, Don, Mike.
We're doing great. Where are you from, Pat?
From Philly, right outside Philly.
WYSP land. Pat, what song would you like?
Bailey Roy Brown.
All right.
That's the one we had queued up.
That is fantastic.
That's, well,
that's a stroke of luck, right?
Pardon me, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, we'll give you about a minute of the song. And remember, we want you to suck, suck loudly, and think cabaret singer. Here is everybody from Philadelphia. Here's Pat. Boy, if I have my dumb joke sheet, I say, hey, and Sherman Williams' color of the month is gray. Pat?
Yes.
Pat, can you hear the song?
Yeah, I can hear it.
Well, Pat, okay. You know you were supposed to start singing.
You know what, all right, I'll give it to him just...
Oh.
Hey, Don, look, I made a giraffe.
Here we go. You start singing...
From the south side of Chicago.
Now.
The baddest part of town. Go down there, you better just be aware of a man named Leroy Brown. Woo-hoo! Now Leroy, he gambler, and he likes the fancy clothes, and he likes to wear those diamond rings over everybody's nose.
I like this. He's not even on...
Got a custom continental. He got an elbow right or two. He got a furniture gun and a pocket full of fun. He got a razor in his shoe.
Not even listening to the melody.
You have to make the slightest effort to listen to the music.
Not even listening to the music.
Too much suck, not enough loudly.
Goodbye,
right.
Goodbye, Pat.
What was that?
Don't know. Don and Mike. Hello.
You're next on American Idiot.
Hello. Yes, what is your name?
Ellen.
Ellen, where are you from?
California.
Where in
California? Belmont, California.
Listening on?
I'm not even sure. AM 1550.
I should have known when there was a question mark after your name.
Are you by San Francisco?
In between San Francisco and San Jose.
That would be KYCY San Francisco. What is your song, darling?
Could I do Stairway to Heaven, please?
Stairway to Heaven.
Sure you can.
The Led Zeppelin classic.
Damn, that's got a long intro on it.
And it makes me wonder.
There you go. Number four, Robbie.
You know, ooh, it makes me wonder.
And on this one, I think we're going to cue pass. I haven't known the intro is like a minute seven.
Oh, my God. Oh, you're not going to play the intro?
No. No, I'm not.
Kidding. That's a joke.
You can just give me a couple of seconds.
Sorry, I didn't.
I made a giraffe. Well, you compare me to the weenie.
I didn't track with you on that one. Hold on.
Yeah.
Fast forward, Robbie.
Wait.
Wait.
Sorry.
Hold on. Let me back it up for you.
And here we go. Remember, suck, but suck loudly.
Loudly is the key.
We need to turn that up for you?
No, it's fine. Thank you.
You can hear it?
Yes.
Oh, hold on. I got to back it up. I really missed it.
That's you could have played the thing from the beginning.
It's such a bad karaoke
here
piece.
Here you go. Hold on.
There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. And when she gets there, she knows if the doors are all closed, with a word she can get what she came for. She's buying a stairway to heaven.
It's more than what we're looking for.
Somebody's also left the racetrack.
There's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure.
There's 60 seconds. I say we keep her under glass.
Yeah, that's a good call. Keep her there and just see what's going on.
Hold on,
thank
Ellen.
You.
Hold on, we'll keep you under glass.
Thank you.
Ellen?
Let's see. Hello, Adam.
Yes.
Adam, hi. Where are you from, buddy?
I'm from College Park.
Is it me, or do we get an Adam every week in this game?
What is the song, Adam?
I think I'm going to reprise Bad, Bad Leroy Brown.
Oh, again?
Very good, Adam.
With a Bad, Bad Leroy Brown.
Now, I can do Barbara Ann just for you, Don.
Unlike Pat, I hope you pay attention to the music, Adam.
Make yourself happy. Do whatever you like.
Okay, Bad, Bad Leroy Brown.
You already put it away, Rob?
It would be out. I didn't put it in the bag.
Right now, Rob and Don are going through tons of karaoke CDs that we have here.
Bad, Bad Leroy. It had a yellow background on
there,
it, right?
Man.
There it is.
Very good.
All right, cut number five.
I love Ooh. That song.
So much work.
Okay. Here he is now, everybody. Your next contestant on American Idiot. Listening on WJFK. A lot of these things take forever to queue up. Here is Pat.
Adam.
I'm sorry. Adam. Eve's friend. Don't sing yet. And the vocal is right here.
Now the south side of Chicago is that is part of town. And if you go down there, you should just beware of a cat named Leroy Brown. Now Leroy... Trouble.
Again.
No.
All the
downtown ladies call him.
No.
Because they call him Sir. Ted. Ted. Boyfriend.
This is horrible.
He's the man in the whole thing.
You're not sucking loudly, Adam.
No. Goodbye.
Bye, Adam. Rhythm of a white man.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike.
That's
this
an
is
insult
Paul.
To white men. But
hello, Paul. Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, where are you from?
I'm from Gaithersburg, Maryland.
What would you like?
I'd like Johnny B. Good.
I didn't offer that.
Oh, okay. Then how about The Hills Are Alive?
Sounds of Music.
You know,
well, they're on the same album.
Sure.
We got it right here. The Sound of Music.
I love that Julie Andrews version of Johnny B. Good.
What?
Hey, Mike, can I get a giraffe?
Can you what?
Can I get a giraffe from Mike?
Here you go. Here's your next contestant. On American Idiot, Rob, I see no reason to force the audience to hear this with words. At this point of the contest, you just got to know the words.
Now, this should have a long intro.
Well, just start singing.
God.
Okay. I know. I happen to know when this starts.
Bang!
Thank you, Don. I did this for the Non-Talent Talent Show in drag.
Bang!
I lip sung to it. All right, I'm going to tell you when to sing, okay, Paul?
Bang.
Okay, thanks, Mike. I'm in track two.
All right.
Bang.
Get ready.
Bang.
And now, sing!
The hills are alive with the sound of music. I
don't know the rest of the word.
Oh, God, he is
so
bad.
I'm just gonna make them up. Yes, I'm just gonna make them up. And that's all I've got to be.
You know, there may not be need for any voting.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. We're going to definitely keep Paul in there, though.
Paul, you're in.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
You're in. Hold on.
Thank you.
Well, then if we keep the girl from San Francisco, then we just need one more.
Now, are we going to vote on Paul, or is Paul definitely a finalist?
I think he's in. And right. Let's keep the lady in, too.
Okay, very good.
The Stairway to Heaven lady.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi.
Who is this?
This is Amy.
Amy, where are you from?
I'm from Fairfax.
What's your song?
I like Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Ah, another show tune.
Now we're just chock full of show tunes.
I would just like to say that it's an honor to be speaking with the world's dumbest millionaire.
Wow, hey.
Nice to be speaking to another common whore. I'm kidding, of course.
Of course.
I am kidding,
you
of course.
You love that word.
Kidding, of course. All right, Over the Rainbow. And you know, I think we have a guest coming up. So this, you're going to be the last chance here. So this is real pressure for you. You either sink or swim right now. To have 10. It says here the rules have been set up for 10 finalists. But we'll continue it next week then.
Well, that kind of jumped up and started.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, hold on. Yeah. Give it to you one more time.
I didn't know that one like The Sound of Music, and I know that one well too.
Thank you, Don. Are you there, Amy?
I'm here.
All right.
And now, get ready to sing.
You're in.
Yeah. We're relaxing our spirits today.
Amy, Paul, and Ellen are all in. The whole bit is just a goof.
How many do we need today? Three?
Yes.
We got them.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. No, darling, we took three today. Lisa, who keeps speaking to me on the headphones.
Well, what's going on? What are we doing?
Did we keep three today?
Yeah, we got Amy, who sang Over the Rainbow, Paul, who sang Bad, Bad Leroy Brown, and Ellen, who sang Stairway to Heaven.
And then I have on my list one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, which means...
We need three next week.
Right. You're bad, Lisa. I get a buzz. Do you get that too when she talks during in the headphones?
I don't get that.
You're lucky.
I count myself blessed.
We have... Is she now... Okay, stop it, Lisa.
What's she doing, an F you to me?
Yeah, no, she said it's done on purpose.
So that she doesn't talk to me in the headphones?
She got a button so she can talk to whoever she wants.
Yeah, because you're so scary important.
We have our 10 finalists. Huh? Our audience can breathe a collective sigh of relief. Hold on, what did she do? What did
she just came into the Don and Lisa studio and flipped me off.
We have our finalists. That's it. We have the 10.
We're set. But I thought we had 7.
No, but we added 3 today.
We had 7.
We had 7.
You made it sound like we had 7 after that. And so,
no, we had 7 going in.
I don't know. Yeah, all right.
Got the list.
Ellen,
Mike.
Ellen, Paul, and Amy. I don't know. No one communicates with me in my headphones.
I know. I communicate with you in your headphones.
Stairway to Heaven by Ellen. Paul with Bad, Bad Leroy Brown. Amy with Over the Rainbow. We have our full complement of finalists.
We have our
And you know what? I'm happy with every one of them.
And what we will do in a week or two.
You got another thing, Buzz? Just an update. Before we go to break, I wanted to let you know that I-270 is now completely reopened again. Traffic moving. We still haven't got a confirmation on the report of a gun earlier, but white trucks that match the description of the one spotted today are being stopped, and that's what's going on now.
Oh, boy.
All right. So we have the 10 finalists for American Idiot.
We do.
We, in a week or two, will get all 10 of them and play you a brief snippet of each of them singing on the show.
That's we're not going to bring them all down here. For, oh, no. We only bring the finalists
only
down.
Only bringing one person.
The winner comes down here.
That's right, the winner.
Yeah. Winner!
And you will go to the you go to the website that I'll tell you about, and you vote on it, and you pick the one that, well, sucks the least.
Are we going to get all 10 on the phone when we have the finals?
Yeah, we are.
Cool. And so I would now, do they and they're going to be thrown different songs? Or
yes, when they perform for us, or no, I don't know. You know, I make this up on the fly. I don't know.
Maybe, like, give them a heads up as to what songs they'll have a chance to sing.
I think they should be allowed to prepare, but I think the most important thing is to state that the winner will sing a 30-minute medley.
A 30-minute medley out on our lawn.
That's right, and it won't stop down. It'll just be song into song.
Well, maybe,
into song.
Or maybe in the garage.
It's 30 minutes of calls. Hold on now.
Yeah.
Hold on now. Better it says, again, I'm getting an instant message. The finalists will sing the same song whenever we do this again, that they've sang to qualify, that they sang to qualify, so all of the listeners will remember better who they were.
Good, Lisa, and that'll take up the whole 30 minutes then, S.
So the people are...
I guess what they'll do is they'll sing the song over and over and over
again.
No.
She's talking about on the show.
Well, I can't hear what she's talking about because you've got her in your headphones.
No, this is not instant message.
Well, I don't see that either. I look at the back of... I'm looking at Dell. That's it. Don't you.
Oh, no. We were discussing the songs that they would sing to be voted on.
Oh.
And that's the message that I gave him. I'm sorry I couldn't pass that along to you.
I'm sorry. I misinterpreted it.
If you have your cell phone on you, I'll call you.
I misinterpreted it. But I'm fine with it now. Sounds like it's going to be fine. I'm very optimistic.
It'll be all right. We got the 10 people. There you go, honey.
Okay.
Is the hairy lady here?
Yes, she is, in our lovely new green room.
Oh, and you know what? I want to thank Julie for decorating the green room. We have a real... Have you seen the green room?
I saw it yesterday.
Yeah, nice. I mean, they really did a great job, so guests of the show have a nice place to hang out before they come on the program.
So a woman who hasn't shaved her cooter for 25 years has a pleasant place to sit.
Play nice. It's beautiful.
I am being more than nice. I'm very happy to have her on the
show. You don't want another Megan.
I'm very happy to have... I promise you this is not going to be Megan-ish.
No, could be.
I am very much for this woman.
I think so, too. I think she's lovely.
And she'll join us right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is what you do. Go to Rotterdam, then you go to Amsterdam, then you go down the road to my city. That's right. It's a little place called I Don't Give a Damn.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Right.
So what? We both have retirement. So what?
They will gladly accept your fandom. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hi, sweetie.
Baby? Yes, you played that little thing about with Leah right then.
Yeah.
And I've been meaning to tell you, did you see an Entertainment Weekly where it had her as one of the 5 minutes ago things?
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know that little box where they go, you know, where they put what's current, what's 5 minutes ago, and what's I don't know how long ago. But she was one of the, you know, so 5 minutes ago.
Oh, boy.
Time's up.
Oh, boy. Sweetie, before I bring the woman in who doesn't shave, let me ask you. It's very rare that I'll be laying in bed with my wife, and, you know, we do that thing. We do the twisty leg sometimes when we're sleeping.
Right.
And I'll feel... stubble. It's very rare when I feel that. How often do you shave your legs?
Well, if you mean there's no occasion making me coming knowing that I'm wearing a skirt or something.
Yeah, just regularly. How often?
You know, every other day or sometimes I stretch it to three if I got nothing happening.
Would you feel better if you were unburdened by the society norm of having to shave your legs?
No, I'm too indoctrinated. I'm too trained. Yeah. I don't like...
What about your pits? Because that's what gets me sometimes. When I see you raise your arm, I can see just the stubs. How often do you do your pits?
It depends on if it's the summer. That has to be like an everyday deal, even if you're,
all right.
You know...
And now, and I know that this one definitely is seasonal when you're wearing bathing suits, but what about down there?
You know, the more sensitive areas, I don't, I mean, my legs, I can whip them off and, you know, they don't feel a thing. The more sensitive areas, you do it, but I wish there were a better method.
You know, it reminds me, we were watching last night. My wife is putting all of our family home movies, our home videos, she's burning them onto CD-ROMs and DVDs.
DVDs, right.
And there was one, we were watching Bart when he was little. Hard to believe that, you know, the big unsociable ox that is our son now at one time was...
Time does fly, doesn't it?
Was just like comic book funny.
Right.
And at one point I have the camera and we're on the beach and I'm going looking at Bart in the water and he's pouring a bucket full of ocean water on his head. And I go back to Frida and I zoom in real tight and I go, how's that ingrown hair? Because she had one right
at the bikini line.
Right there.
We're preserving that, too. We won't
right
even
there.
Talk about your mullet or the other stuff we saw in this whole movie.
Oh, listen, there was something I really one day should... the next time we do an appearance...
Right.
I should bring a copy of this videotape. It was from... Was it 1990? When
it was 90, right.
So you know, about 12 years ago.
Right.
When Frida made Bart and I matching... Star Trek uniforms.
Oh, it was so
right.
funny.
For Halloween.
Sure.
And you were so serious in your uniform.
And
there
I've
was
got,
no fooling around.
And I've got the bad mullet, and I've got the big, gigantic glasses.
And wire rims.
And the big wire rim glasses, and I'm wearing the uniform, and I'm such a dick walking around our house with the uniform. And it's Halloween, and we're counting Bart's candy, and everything's happy, and she says something to me like, and there he is, Commander Picard. And I look up at the camera, I'm like, dead serious, I say, that's Captain Picard.
The commander.
You went through a phase there where you were indeed weird about your uniform.
Oh, you were so geeky in that. You were like
such a dick.
Simpsons geeky. I mean, you were the guy who runs a comic store kind of geeky, and you kept pressing your communicator and saying, engage.
Very strange, Batman.
All movies are bad.
Nothing will beat Batman, though, as far as I'm concerned.
But I remember we had the one where I was taking your movie, and I said, an ingrown hair. So the last time you shaved your legs, the reason I had you here, honey, was it's now Wednesday. When's the last time you shaved your legs? Was it Monday?
It was yesterday.
Yesterday. All right.
No, you know what? I might have whipped through them this morning when I took a shower. Yeah.
All right. Good for you.
Very good.
All right. Love you, baby.
All right. Love you, too.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, there you go. I think that's pretty much the norm probably for ladies.
Yeah, I think so.
Every other day.
Let's bring our guest in.
Now, I will tell you, am I pronouncing this right? She is a here... How do you pronounce it?
Hirsute.
Hirsute.
Hirsute?
Yes.
Is that the proper pronunciation?
That is
a hair suit.
That is a person who doesn't shave, and she's been featured in Playboy. Here she is right here. Her name is Samantha.
Beautiful woman.
Yeah, very attractive.
And really, now I'm looking on, right away, I'm looking on your legs, and I mean, it's not really like, you don't have real, like, black, hairy legs or anything.
But you
like
bleach that. Your hair on your legs, right?
I do, yeah.
You do.
Ah.
And what about, and your armpits, do you bleach those now?
Yes, I do.
Now,
you bleach your armpits, too.
The picture here in Playboy of Samantha shows armpits, big, black, hairy armpits.
Right, right.
Big bush.
Right.
And, wow, just a pair of jugs that just will not stop.
Are they yours? Are they real?
Yes, they are.
Wow.
Okay, before you disrobe for us.
I'm going to disrobe for
you. Oh, absolutely. We want to see all the, you know.
That's part of the deal. We have to see. I mean,
what did you bring? Did you bring us gifts?
I brought you gifts, but I'm only going to give them to you if you stop referring to me as the hairy woman.
The hairy woman? What do you want to be called? The hair suit?
Or Samantha's just fine.
Samantha's just fine. Okay. All right.
Our apologies.
But your hairiness is part of your identity, correct? I mean, you're known for your hairiness.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
And you can go to her website, www.modelwife.com.
Very good. Where does that come from, Model Wife? I was curious about that. Why is that the name of the website?
Well, because I am a wife,
mm-hmm.
and my husband thinks that I'm as pretty as a model.
And he likes you to be hairy.
Yes, he does.
When's the last time I just had my wife on the phone. When's the last time you shaved your legs?
About 9 years ago.
When's the last time you shaved your armpits?
Same time.
And what about your bush?
Actually, I did this summer.
You did.
Oh.
You trimmed a bit. Now.
Well, that's cheating, isn't it?
Yes, but it was very unpleasant.
It was.
Yes.
You didn't like that.
No, the ingrown hairs and everything.
Right.
Oh, my God. So 9 years.
Wow.
Okay, what did you bring?
I brought you some cigars.
Oh, that's so nice of you. Thank you.
Because I heard that Don likes cigars.
Yes, love them.
And I brought a couple of visors with, you know, the ModelWife.com.
ModelWife.com. There you go.
Plug, plug, plug.
Exactly. And I also brought some photos in case you guys would like them.
Oh, wonderful. Oh. Now, with the outfit that she has on right now, Samantha, you would really not be aware. She could walk down the street, even though what she's wearing is
it's very
sexy because you can see her legs, and she's got the knee socks on, and she's got a short skirt. But you would not observe her
as a hair suit.
As a hair suit. Hair suit.
And let me just say, a handsome woman, a very, very... a handsome woman.
Yeah, a naturally...
Strikingly
beautiful woman.
Now, with the picture in Playboy, is your hair the same color or is it slightly darker? I mean, the hair on your head.
It's darker. Brunette there.
Okay, so you've made the hair on top a little more red.
So the shaving thing, you're down on the shaving thing, but you're not averse to coloring your hair.
Exactly.
That was good for you.
Okay, and the reason that you haven't shaved for 9 years...
Jesus.
Sorry, I'm a little warm.
Wow. That's okay.
Oh, my God.
That's all right. It's all part of the process. You're getting where we want you to be.
Do you promote the idea of women going natural without shaving? Are you an advocate for this? I mean, what is ModelWife.com all about? Well, outside of a bunch of guys that want to look at a lady that doesn't shave and just go, man, look at that. Look at that.
Well, I don't actively promote it. I have there are a lot of members who want their wives to not shave.
Oh, look at that picture of you on the beach.
Now, is your husband turned on by the fact that you haven't shaved?
Yes.
Is this your husband here?
Yes, he is.
Oh, this is your husband?
Yes.
It is? Now, why are you going, no, I'm not her husband, or I don't want to be on the radio? You don't want to be on the radio. That's perfectly okay.
All right. You got to be on the radio.
He doesn't want to be on the radio.
What turns you on about the fact that your wife hasn't shaved your legs?
How about, all right, if you don't want to be on the radio, you can nod. Can you nod and answer our questions? What's that, too distinctive a voice?
That his voice is too distinctive.
All right, Rob, you ask him the questions then.
All right.
Does it turn you on that your wife hasn't shaved her legs for 9 years?
He's nodding yes.
All right, now answer why. Whisper to Rob, please. Why? Because Mr. Distinctive Voice, I'm telling you, I've looked at the guy. I don't know him from Adam.
No.
Do you, Mike?
What's that? No, I don't recognize
your husband.
Guy. He looks like he could be famous. He looks like a combination of Bob Hoskins and Danny DeVito.
And here is Rob with the answer.
Hey, I'm sorry, all right? I'm just describing you, pal.
Samantha, you didn't like that?
He didn't like that. He seems like he's enjoyed himself.
Yeah. I find a shaved woman more feminine because, I'm sorry, a non-shaved woman more feminine because when they shave, it's almost like a child.
Ah, all right.
That's
okay.
Your
end of quote.
Wow.
Okay, all right.
All right.
Well, I think we've discussed, I don't like the, clean shaven.
I don't either.
I don't think anybody in the room does.
We call it John Bonet. We don't like that.
Don't like that at all. That's and for that reason also.
Here's Mike in Philadelphia. Mike, hello.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
I got a question for the lady there.
Samantha.
Samantha, I apologize. what do you do, Samantha, about the hair around your neck?
Excuse me?
What do you do
about... I believe he was inquiring about nipple hair.
What do you do about...
Nipple hair, yeah. I mean, come on. We can all say it. All women have it.
I get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
So you shave them?
No, I pluck it, actually.
Ow. Pluck them. Ow. Hello, here is Nick in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Nick.
Hey, guys. You know, you have him use that voice enhancer, and then he could talk on the air.
If we put our husband on that thing that made the voice like...
play a game fantastical.
Yeah, no, never mind. We don't need to talk to him that bad.
He's just snapping pictures a mile a minute here.
See you later. Well, Samantha, what we have
for the website. There you go.
We have to see you naked. We have to.
We have to. And now there is a fascinating reaction. The husband has put his hands up in the air.
Yeah.
He is digging this, and
he wants her to take the headphones off.
He wants her to take the headphones off,
and you have to get naked, and we have to see how.
Well, you don't have to. But let me tell you, we would really like you to. Okay.
Because that's the whole thing is that
you're fascinated.
You're a hirsute. You haven't shaved in 9 years. We're promoting your website.
How about a line out of the movie Pulp Fiction? Please would be nice. Would you like a pretty please? Would that pretty please?
Nice.
We both said it at the same time. One, two, three.
Pretty please.
There you go.
Okay, I'll think about it.
She'll think about it.
Oh, come on.
Oh, now, don't tease us. Please don't tease us.
Is that what this is all about?
No.
We like instant gratification. Look at the diamonds you got. Man, look at the rock.
The tease for us has been the last week talking about the fact that you were coming on the show and promoting your website. Mm-hmm. And now, frankly, I'm curious to see what you've got going on.
We want to experience it live here in the studio, just to see once and for all where we line up on the lack of shaving issue.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Would you disrobe, please?
She's being very playful. She's being very, very teasing.
Please?
Well, what do you want me to take off? Just everything?
Your shirt?
What does that have to do with the hair?
Well, you know, okay. You know, you're such a little vixen. Take it off right now.
Because we like to see your cans.
My cans?
Your breasts?
Your lovely, beautiful, bouncing breasts that we've already seen in Playboy. But it's, now she's removing the headphones. I'm going to give a description of what she's taking off right now. She's taking off the...
The husband says okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course. I'm on the website. What is he doing?
Yeah, on the website.
So now the shirt's coming off.
Okay, absolutely. Go. All right, and oh my God!
Oh,
around the
house. Lucky man he is. Here's a picture for your website.
Wow.
Now, and I see. I'll say this.
It's a little chilly in here.
I see no hair on your boobs at all.
Right.
No. I see no.
So you pluck the hairs on the boobs, right? And do you think you? You know what?
Oh, now I see your armpit.
Now that doesn't bother me. Does that bother you?
Yeah.
Because it's dyed blonde.
Doesn't bother me.
Yeah. Well, it's that bohemian look.
Yeah. But you see the fact that it's blonde.
We just saw the armpit. Now, more importantly,
yes,
it's beaver time. Samantha, there's not a polite way to put it.
Can we see your underarms again, please? Just to, so you can hardly tell that there's a...
Doesn't shave.
Real nice for you.
And that's, now, that's 9 years.
I don't want you to think bad about me or anything like that.
Well, you turned on?
Yeah. Yeah, I really am. I don't think I would be in any way, shape, or form if it was not dyed blonde, but there's something about it that's kind of neat. What do you think, Buzz? Look at Buzz.
It's
practically pitch black over in Buzz's studio.
I would be, even if it wasn't dyed blonde.
There you go.
Of course, Buzz.
Buzz, Mr. Open Life Buzz.
All right.
Now, down there, of which we do not speak...
Yeah.
Now, these pictures are going to be on the website, on your website, too, modelwife.com.
Modelwife.com.
What's that?
Is that all right with you?
Sure.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely.
You bet. You bet your ass.
Wow, what a body.
You bet your legs. You bet your not-trimmed-for-9-year pubic area.
Well, she said no. She said last...
That's right. She's done some. She's done some. Okay.
All right.
You want it all?
Yeah.
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 She has like a little thong thingy on, but now it's all gone. Well, let's see. You know what? I'll tell you something. That's the way I like it. That's not Mike. You know what? That's not too much.
You know what it is?
That's really not too much.
Yeah, let me tell you what it is. What it is this is a colossally beautiful woman. I am not sure that would be a great look on another broad. All right? Let me be honest with you.
That's a factor.
Yeah, so I got into the armpit.
The armpit.
You like that.
I love it.
So does Hubby. So does Hubby.
I love what's south of the border.
You know what?
Wow, what a bush.
Fantastic.
This portion me off.
Wow.
What a bush. Boy, perfect.
I mean, you do have an absolutely fantastic body.
Well, thank you very much. Well,
really.
And your legs, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing. Can we see lower on the leg where you get the...
I'm just curious to see. Now, I know you said that you bleach the hair.
Right.
If you pull down the stockings, let me see if you've got like man hair there.
Yeah, there you go. There's the, now.
Yeah, Mike, you're closer. Can you see the hair on her legs?
That would kind of... Now, you bleach all that? You can hardly tell.
I mean, she really has. She's not a hairy person.
No. She's really not.
9 years of growth.
Yeah.
Now, do you ever get together with other hair suits?
We have a club on the weekend.
Well, no. Something like that. You would think that you might have, like, a convention.
Is it a fetish club?
Well, it is a fetish, but we don't have a club.
But you don't have a club?
No.
Okay.
I really don't know very many people.
So, I mean, conversely, do you like your men completely shaved? No. Yeah. You like hair.
You ever party with Beatrice Arthur? I believe she's a member of your tribe.
Mm-hmm.
Now the picture in Playboy. How did you get the picture in Playboy? Because that is a knockout photo of you in there. When is this? July 2002. How'd you get in Playboy?
We just sent off some pictures to Playboy and luckily came in contact with a wonderful man named Chris Napolitano, and he liked the pictures.
So Samantha's in the July 2002 Playboy.
And October.
If you go to October, you have the pervs who wrote in about you.
Exactly.
Have you found that there is a real following for women who don't shave?
Actually, there is.
Really?
Yes. Your photo of hirsute Samantha makes this old hippie's heart sing. It's great to see a beautiful, unshaven woman in Playboy. Please give us a full pictorial of the voluptuous Samantha in her natural glory.
You gotta love that. You gotta love that kind of feedback.
Here's another one. I've been a Playboy subscriber since the 70s, and I thought I would never see natural women again. I hope Samantha's photo marks the beginning of a new era.
Yeah, so there's demand out there.
And then, it's a pleasure to see a natural woman in Playboy. I don't shave my underarms. Excuse me. I don't shave my underarms or private parts either. Being natural makes me feel sexier. Gail Albert.
That was a woman writing that one.
Wow. Oh. So you got some response in the Playboy.
Excellent.
And look at you here. You're on the show.
Hubby was shaking the hat. I'm KModelWife.com. Don't worry.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Hey, can you ask Grizzly Adams, Samantha, why she... Why she goes to the hassle of...
Let me ask you a question. You've got her right here. She's got headphones on. You're speaking to her. Why will you not address her directly?
Samantha, why do you go through the hassle and the expense of bleaching it when you can just take a razor and shave it?
Good question.
Well, it's really not a hassle to bleach. I only have to bleach once a month, whereas I hear women that shave have to do it a couple times a week.
Yeah, my wife said every 2 days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So hair doesn't stop growing, so do you trim the underarm hair or the leg hair, or does it just, hair doesn't
grow? Guys have underarm hair. You don't have to trim it.
I've never cut mine.
I've cut my eyebrows.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
The older I get.
Don and Mike.
Constantly.
And older I got ear hair, too.
Nose hair.
Hello.
Hey, I'm on Rock Creek Parkway right now. I'm going to go pick up her sister from the zoo, and then we can all go have wild feasts.
Do you get this hostility?
I apologize for our animal listeners.
You wouldn't be nasty if you were sitting...
20th century. If
you saw this woman...
This woman is absolutely drop-dead gorgeous.
I'm not that hard up for it, Mike. I know you don't get any more.
I don't care what, hard up or whatever. I will tell you right now, we are all agreeing on this ass.
I'm telling you, if she was a hairy beast, we would tell you. She is absolutely drop-dead, do her in a heartbeat, gorgeous.
Right.
Thank you.
And see, that comes from Don, the non-horn doggy.
Yeah, I am horn doggy, but...
Yeah, well, I mean, but I'm horn dog.
Horn dog. Right. Hey, you've come around on
I this. Have.
A week ago...
I embrace it.
A week ago, you said to me, F you, and now...
I embrace it. I was sensitive at first, but then, Well, I talked to you about that. I came around on it rather quickly.
Horn dog.
You can't really run from the truth. I found that in my years on this
one. Hello. Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Mike. Hey, I'm calling from Sex. Are you going to give her the sex quiz?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I'll give her the sex quiz. You bet.
Beautiful.
All right. Goodbye.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Hey.
I unfortunately do have to trim my armpit hair and my hair down there. It's just, I don't do it because I like to. I got like a bozo wig.
Are you a member of the Pubic Hair Club for Men?
Unfortunately not. It's
just nebulock.
Just a couple of times a year.
Well, get out of here, Dean Cain.
Men over 30 have certain problems.
Right.
Not anymore with the Remington Hygienic Clipper for safe, precise trimming of unsightly nose and ear hair.
Right. It's somewhere that Dean Cain, the TV Superman, shaves all of his body hair.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a little gay.
Superman. Rob, do I have time to give her the quiz?
Can we do it when we come back?
Can you stay for another break, Samantha? Oh, I'm sorry. Is your microphone on there? Can you stay?
That'd be great.
Can you stay? All right, good. And Good, then we can just stare at you for a moment more.
Okay.
And maybe your husband will join us. Now, why won't you come on the show?
You look like a wonderful guy, and you look like a guy that would love to chat, but...
Tell Rob why you won't come on the show.
He's explaining to Rob right now why he...
I'm telling you, the guy is not
on the show.
Like public enemy number one. I can't imagine.
It seems like pretty cool. You know, normally when these beautiful women are escorted into the studio,
they come with
surly...
Big, smelly guys
big,
who look
nasty,
like...
Nasty, rotten...
They look like Furio from the...
Sopranos. And we kick him out normally. But this guy's very happy to be here.
I have a very recognizable voice. And I fear recognition.
Hey, right. Hey, it's honest. What the hell?
All right. We'll come back with your calls for Samantha, the...
Mrs. Walter Cronkite.
The hair suit. Her website is www.monowife.com. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. At every high school, there's one girl every boy notices, every male teacher looks at, and every man wants. She's the naughty cheerleader. Why don't you let her turn you on, too? The naughty cheerleader. The girl of every man's wildest dreams. Don't miss The Naughty Cheerleader, in color, rated R. No one under 17 admitted without parent, from Independent International.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, right, right. Ed, I'll drink to that.
Mike is a disc jockey with a band. Don is not. The Don and Mike Show.
Here we are now. Tomorrow on the show, it's National Bologna Day.
All
right. And we're going to be asking people to, you BYOB, bring your own bologna.
By the slice, right?
Yes.
You're not accepting the tubes of bologna.
Negative. Slice bologna. Person that gets the most bologna in their underpants.
I just noticed that Samantha, you changed during the, Oh, wow.
She just flashed her boobs again.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're so
The Panasonic 5-disc DVD player is what we're giving away tomorrow.
Thank you.
Courtesy of James Brown 007, and you get all kinds of 007 movies tomorrow.
James Bond.
Wow.
What did I say?
James Brown.
James Brown.
That's a different movie.
Hey, hey.
I'm sorry.
Diamonds are forever.
I'm also distracted.
Thank you.
No problem.
Although wondering how come everyone has gotten the Flash except me.
Oh, thanks.
Now it's your turn.
Hi.
You were busy.
Didn't mean to leave you out.
Thank you. That's tomorrow. James Brown. I said it again. James Bond. 007. 5-disc DVD player and $250.
City.
$250 when we find out how much baloney you can get in your underpants.
I think you were distracted.
Bring your own baloney. Let's see. Well, here was Samantha. Samantha. That was like a
Samantha.
That was like a Peter Brady thing. And she's a hairsuit, and her website is www.modelwife.com. Hello.
Hairsuit sounds like something you'd hear in medieval times.
Yeah.
What is hairsuit? Don't look at me. Look at me like I'm out of my mind. I mean, I've never heard of hairsuit.
Valid question.
What is the origin of hairsuit? And now they're both shaking their head. We don't know.
I don't know. Look it up in the dictionary.
It's actually not pronounced hairsuit. It's pronounced hirsute or hirsute, and it's spelled this way.
And what is it, Buzz?
It just means hairy. Yeah. Right. That's all it means.
H-I-R-S-U-I-T-E. Hirsute.
Hirsute or hirsute, but not hairsuit.
Is a person a hirsute?
Yes, for example.
So could a guy, if he was just hairy, be a hirsute?
Yeah, you could say he's hirsute. You could say he's hirsute.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing great, thanks.
I'm in total disagreement with these guys that are calling in and giving a crap.
Yeah.
I dig it.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's kind of like that European type thing.
Exactly. Thank you.
You know, it's just a little bit naughty, and it's cool.
I'm glad you like it.
Thank you.
There's our tribute to Europe.
French police star, the way God made them.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, question for Samantha.
Yes, she's here, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, wanted to ask her what her philosophy was for the summertime when she's wearing bikinis and so forth, and also the celebrity she most resembles.
Well, in the summer, it depends, I guess, on where I'm going. There's some areas that I have to shave down there when I wear a bikini.
Right.
Just, you know, for little kitty's sakes and everything like
right.
that.
Right.
But most of the time I go unshaven. And the celebrity I most look like? Is that the question?
Boy, I don't know.
I don't know.
You know, with the red hair, although, you know, you're much prettier than Gillian Anderson. I would say you have the hair of Gillian Anderson.
You mean Gillian Anderson is a hirsute?
No, the hair on your head.
Oh,
kind of looks like a much prettier the broad on that Will and Fag show.
Oh, okay,
Deborah Messing. Yes.
Yeah.
I was thinking Nicole Kidman a little bit too.
Yeah.
Just because of the hair, I guess the hair color. On
obviously,
head.
You're not getting a.
I think she's a total original.
You're not getting a lot of bad stuff around here. Hello, no. Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I just wanted to put my two cents in.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I saw her in Playboy. I thought she was very striking. She looks good.
Thank you.
Striking?
Yeah.
Hey, I got a question for you. When you got that Playboy, be honest, please. Did you get your jerk on to Samantha?
No. I use films for that.
I use film for the action.
Do you have any films, Samantha?
Sorry,
that's
I
a
don't.
Good question. You don't have any films, all right?
Are you flattered by the thought that gentlemen may see this photo and, you know, have it up on a ledge somewhere while they are...
I try not to think about that.
Yeah. Okay.
Are there any that you're aware of, are there any publications that have... Like hirsutes in them, you know, people that are hairy, no? There's nothing like that?
Yeah, other magazines?
Yeah, I mean, magazines specialized in women who don't... There would have to be, I would think.
I don't know.
Buzz, why don't you do a web search?
Okay, that's a good idea. Hairy, put in hairy naked women.
Put in that H-I-R-S-U-I-T-E.
Yeah, that might
be
what you come up with. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, you've described her as a very attractive woman. Is it possible she could be even more attractive without the hair? And the husband with the distinctive voice, could it be Richard Simmons?
No, no on the Richard Simmons. And I'm telling you, you can barely see the arm hair. You can see the armpit hair. It's
right.
Bleached.
Bleached blonde.
And I like the bush.
And I like the armpit hair. Hirsute women only...
Me like shave.
$1.99 for a 3-day trial at one website. Hair to Stay has a chat
we
board.
We like shave woman.
On shut up. African American and Latino hirsute women.
Go there, Buzz.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Mike, Buzz, hello.
Hi.
Hello. My name's Wes. I was stationed in West Berlin, Germany for 4 years in the Air Force, and I had some German girlfriends. I'll tell you what, I love the extra foliage.
Okay. Well, and what does it for you, sir?
I know it's just it's sexy, it's soft, it's warm. It's just something a little risque that uptight American women, you know, don't have.
Are you flattered by this, Samantha?
Yes, I am.
You really like that. I think she loved your call, sir.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Okay, great.
Long time listener number one. Glad you're back on the air in Sacramento, where you're supposed to be. Could you ask Samantha? Hi, Samantha. John.
Hi, John.
Could you say? Hey, guys, have you seen me on my television shows, T.J. Hooker and Dynasty? Because you sound exactly like you-know-who.
Like Heather Locklear?
Yeah, have her say that. And and have her fake it. And, by the way, all the hair is great.
I hate to do this when we have a guest.
This is like a private. Mike and Rob are going to have to do the Sacramento dance right now. You see, Samantha, can you describe the Sacramento dance? It's the first time an outsider has ever seen it.
Okay,
can you describe it?
They're picking their nose and flipping people off and pointing to their buns.
Yeah.
Hold the phone. Thank you.
Anyway, how about we do that?
No.
It's always something you want from Sacramento.
Your own personal goddamn fetish.
God. Every time, Sacramento, it's always, we want have her do that.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Radio God.
Hello, Jerry.
Slowly.
Yes, sir.
Hi.
There's a publication called Mayfair Magazine. It hails from England. The girls are not airbrushed. Everything's all natural.
Hello. Welcome to Mayfair.
Hello.
We ain't seen a razor in 20 years.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to see a British girl like that.
No.
The British don't take care of themselves. I mean, they're our strongest ally.
And I think the look is fine on Samantha. But
yeah.
I don't think the look is
Mike,
for everyone.
Think of the look on some of the women who work here.
Wow.
Hello, I think some of them are practicing it. I really do. I think we have some.
Once again, you're going to be the most popular man in the hallway.
I think we have some closet hair suits here, and if you were to pull down some pants,
right,
among the women who work here, I think you'd find a much more tropical jungle.
I would imagine
than
so.
Than lovely Samantha has offered.
Yeah, I think
pull down the pants; it might look the same.
Hello, Donna Mike.
God.
Hello. You're on the air.
Hello, is this me?
Yeah.
Hey, there actually is a magazine that focuses on the hairy ladies there.
I knew our listeners wouldn't let us down.
Well, what's the magazine?
Oh, yeah. Actually, Buzz found it on the web. It's called Hair to Stay. And me and a bunch of friends, we always have a boys' camping trip where part of the contest is see the weirdest magazine you can find. And Hair to Stay was the winner one year.
All right.
Hair to Stay.
And there are
videos. Enjoy.
There are videos as well.
Videos. Yes. Samantha, the website is www.modelwife.com. Check it out. See beautiful photos of this beautiful woman who doesn't shave. Now let's really find out about Samantha with the world-famous Donna Mike Sex Quiz.
I know that everybody's turning their radio off right now.
Samantha, have you ever been in a three-way or enjoyed group sex?
You want yes or no answers?
Yes.
Yes or no answers.
Yeah.
Have you ever had sex while you're menstruating?
Yes.
Have you ever had a lesbian experience?
Yes.
Have you ever made love in your parents' home?
Many times.
Have you ever enjoyed hot interracial sex?
No.
Have you ever J-O'd in front of others?
No.
No. Have you ever had sex in a public place?
Yes.
Have you ever been filmed or photographed while having sex?
No.
Have you ever had sex in the no-no?
No.
Good for you.
That's his most special question.
Funny, that
good for you.
He doesn't like that spot.
That's where really? Food comes out, Samantha.
Oh, God.
You eat food, the stomach acids digest it, compress it into bowel movements, and that's where food comes out.
Thank you, doctor.
Good for you.
Don't you have one of those little fake foods that you had on earlier?
Oh, the fake DM?
I've never heard about that.
Mike, you got the fake DM.
Here, have some fake vomit.
Fake vomit. Samantha.
That doesn't look like vomit.
No, the vomit's not as good as the poo.
Do you swallow?
Swallow what?
Number three.
Occasionally.
Uh-huh. Have you J-O'd today?
No.
You ever had sex in a car?
Yeah.
Two more questions.
Okay.
Have you ever had a one-night stand or sex with a stranger?
Yeah.
And to the nearest 10, 50, 100, or 1,000, what do you estimate your total number of sexual partners to have been?
They're around 20.
Around 20.
How'd she do, Buzz?
Here
very,
we go.
Very strong score for Samantha with 8 yes answers and 20 partners. Congratulations.
Very nice, Samantha.
But you know what? I think, not in the Diamond Dallas Page category.
Oh, no. But then who is?
Absolutely.
Yeah, good for you with that. The no-no is always the one that I really decide. That's where I make my final judgment.
You always do. I never fail to get amazed at the enthusiasm you show when somebody answers no to that question.
Yeah,
you practically jump up and down and high-five at the
good for you.
Participant.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Donna Mike.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm calling from Baltimore, and they cut you off, which sucks. That's not why I'm calling.
Of course. That's why it's Baltimore. God, I hate that.
Woman.
What?
You know what ice cream is?
Your phone's breaking up. Your Baltimore phone is breaking up.
What?
You know what imprinting is?
Imprint?
Imprinting. Like when a duck is hatched, it imprints on the first thing it sees, and that becomes its mother. It's like when you're a kid, you look at the dirty magazines. Like, for me, it was Playboy magazine when all the women were natural.
All right, I just hung up on that guy. God, he's an idiot.
They cut you off, but I had my imprinting thing that I wanted to say.
Imprinting. You know, like when a duck is born.
The first thing I ever saw was this big giant bush, and that's my imprint, and then I did that.
Imprinting. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Don Mike?
Hi.
Hey, personally, I don't like the hairy women.
What's up, Don? How you doing?
What's up, Doc? Made to look like gorillas.
How you doing?
Oh,
big head bush.
Shave.
What's up, Doc? I don't shave. How you doing?
How you doing?
What?
What's up, Doc?
What's up, Doc?
How you doing?
How you doing?
Cause I am.
What's happening?
What's up, Doc?
What's up, Doc?
How you doing?
How you doing?
What's up, Doc?
How you doing?
Kazam.
Kazam, that's my movie. I'm Shaquille O'Neal. What's up, Doc?
Carmen baited me. She baited me. I'm Dennis Rodman.
What's up, Doc?
How you doing? Did you have a question, sir?
What?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, what did you want?
What was that?
I just say that I don't approve of women looking like gorillas, to be perfectly honest.
She's beautiful.
Have you seen a picture of our guest, Samantha?
I have, as a matter of fact. I've seen her in the
Now, how could you possibly
say she's a gorilla?
Say she's a gorilla after viewing
her photographs. I'm not saying she's a gorilla per se. I'm just saying a woman with a lot of hair is not very attractive to me. But that's just because that does come out.
Of course you're an anal sex fan. Of course you're a fan of anal. Of course you are. Hello?
Hello.
Jeff?
I always have such difficulty with an editorial stand.
Yeah, I know.
Jeff?
That subject comes up.
Yes.
You're on the air.
My favorite part about a big bush is that when you're having relations, the longer hair tickles your stomach and your scrotum.
Oh, my.
Okay, all right.
Well, wasn't that a bit of detail that we were starving for?
Thank it's you, time sir. To end this. The husband is nodding. Yes.
Yes. I will tell you, Samantha, that your husband has been Cheshire Cat grinning
since he came
into this studio today.
He's loving this.
He's loving this.
See, Samantha, she's in the Playboy 2002. Real nice. They wrote the caption, when Harry, H-A-I-R-Y, met Sally.
Now, besides your modelwife.com website, will we be seeing you in any other publications in the near future?
Actually, I'm doing another shoot with Playboy this coming up month.
There you go.
Bravo. Yes.
Fantastic.
And it's with another woman.
Oh. Yeah. Another woman who's a hirsute?
Actually, no, she's not.
Oh, really?
Wow, yeah. Good for you. Girl-on-girl action.
Fantastic.
Girl-on-girl action. Well, it was a pleasure meeting you, Samantha.
Very nice, Samantha.
And the website is www.modelwife.com. Who would have known such a beautiful woman doesn't shave down there?
I mean, if there's some organization that's promoting, you know, women not shaving, we got the spokesmodel here. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But I'm sure that there are women who live this lifestyle who we would not want to see.
Oh, I'm sure at some of the finer nudist camps around.
All right, both of you, get out of here.
Bye, guys.
Yeah. Very nice meeting you.
Thank you very much for coming on the show.
Bye, Samantha. Bye-bye. Bye, husband.
Bye.
See you later.
There he goes. There's a lucky guy, Mr. X.
No, no kidding.
Look at that.
Jesus Christ.
A little bit of a guy.
Jesus.
And she
hey,
goes.
Rob. Hey, Rob, really?
Okay.
Really?
I'll be there in a minute.
Really? You know what?
No.
Stay where you are.
I'm going in Buzz's room.
Oh, stay where you are. I can tap you on the shoulder, for God's sakes.
I'm, you know, after having her on the show, I'm going to stop shaving. Down there. So I always do.
I didn't know you did shave down there.
Smooth.
Smooth.
Actually, with a little pattern. Little Red Sox logo.
I don't even want to think about it.
I know you do. Well, hey, Rob, that's my counter to that one. Now I know how I'll get you back. Whenever you say, hey, Rob, I'll talk about shaving down there. You know what? If anybody on this show tried that, you know what a mess it would be? We wouldn't know how to do it.
We tried to shave our genitals.
Oh, right. My God.
Jesus Christ. On a more serious note, Buzz,
mm-hmm.
the chief of police for Rockville, is supposed to have a news conference.
Any second now.
5 minutes ago.
They're usually
like
a little late, but any moment now. He's not taking any questions, but he apparently has a statement. I'm going to guess it's a statement to the sniper.
All right, we'll see if you can roll tape on it during the break.
All right.
Just in case it happens while we're away. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike. This is Christine from Springfield.
Hi, Christine.
I just want to tell you, you guys are wonderful. I listen every single day, and you just make the day go by so much faster. And I just wanted to tell you, you're doing a great job.
Thanks. We're pretty lucky. We love our job.
May I ask you a personal question?
Oh, okay.
Do you shave?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I am not one of the, like, your hairy guests.
Okay. All right. Thank you for sharing that. You didn't have to answer that, but you did, and I'm glad you did.
Thanks. You guys have a great day. Keep up the good work.
You know what? I'm feeling so much better. I know it's been a long time since we've done this on the show, but we were having a discussion earlier.
Right. Oh, listen to this.
Hey.
Oh.
Oh, my God, I got dizzy.
I know I've not
That's
farted.
That's worth a replay.
I've not farted for a long time.
Uh-huh. You might want to check that. Take a listen to that. Oh, I laughed too loud. Damn it, I blew it. I laughed too loud. We didn't get the end of it.
Can you rewind that, Rob?
I'm doing it right now.
I think most of it got through.
That was a powerful fart.
My God.
It sure was.
Man.
I was busting your balls earlier saying I haven't farted for a long time.
Sounded like King Kong.
So much better. I know it's been a long time since we've done this on the show, but we were having a discussion earlier.
Right. Oh, listen to this.
Hey.
Oh.
Juicy.
Hey, fantastic.
Blast from the past.
Well, I'm getting all loosened up
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Thanks, Samantha, for that.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, how do you know? How do you tell a girl when she's really attractive?
She loosened my bowels. Oh. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, it's time for another kooky, crazy call.
Another kooky, crazy call is still a copyrighted feature.
And this time, I'm disguising my voice and calling a charter airline. I'm going to attempt to charter a plane to Australia. Let's see what happens.
International Charter.
I'd like to charter a plane to Australia.
I'll connect you with Mr. Leonard. Who shall I say is calling?
Oh, Mr. Brown.
Mr. Brown, one moment, please.
Yes, this is Mr. Leonard.
Yes, I'm interested in chartering a plane to Australia.
This is Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Let me ask you, how many people are going to be involved in this charter?
Well, I'm not exactly, not sure yet,
Well, listen, I'll tell you, it's really pointless to discuss this kind of thing until we know just exactly how many people are going to be involved. So why don't you give me a call back when you have a bit more information?
Well, all right.
Okay.
Okay.
Great Albert Brooks.
The Don and Mike Show. The innovators of the genital sneeze, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Thank you. IQ, phone number 877-365-3636. We're heard in San Francisco on KYCY. Here's Kenny. Hi, Kenny.
Don and Mike, how you doing?
In San Francisco. Hi, my friend.
Yes, on the way to the World Series right now.
Right.
I just called in yesterday, but I got disconnected. But
are you the Kevin James? Are you the Kevin James guy?
Yeah, we were in Vegas Friday and Saturday, and Friday night he had a gig at the Mirage.
Yeah.
So he does a stand up, and at the end of the stand up, it comes out. Oh, we got a little time left, so let's ask some questions to Kevin. The first five questions were about you. The last five were about Ray Romano, and he didn't answer anything and left.
Wow.
Really?
It was awful. First question was, what do you think of Don and Mike? Second question, can you beat Mike in golf?
Poor Kevin.
It was awful. And then he comes out with, he tries to change the subject or something, and then, you know, it's one right after another, Don and Mike.
Oh,
and then he just walked off the stage. They showed some bloopers of this stupid show, and then that was it.
Wow.
Oh, my.
It was embarrassing.
All right, thanks for checking in.
Thank you.
Go Giants. Good luck at the game tonight. Bye-bye.
There he goes. That's pretty interesting. I guess it's because we're on in Vegas. Would that be the reason?
Yeah. Yep, I guess so. And nice to be on in San Francisco now, too.
Yeah.
Nice to be on live in San Francisco.
Live.
I don't care that it's a broke dick radio station. Huh. Frankly, all of the stations that we're on in some way are broke dick stations.
Wouldn't you love to be in that ballpark out there? Is that the most beautiful ballpark? I'd love to go out there and see a baseball game out there.
Freezing cold tonight, though, in San Francisco.
Yeah, it's supposed to be, right?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, radio guys, how are you?
I'm proud to say I've not watched 1 second of the World Series.
I do love
a rat's ass.
What I love about it is what they're doing. You know, you've heard about Taco Bell, right? With the Taco Bell has this big, giant raft out on the water because the stadium is right on the water.
Oh, where Barry Bonds hits all his home runs.
Yeah, and it's got a Taco Bell logo. And if he hits it in the middle of the logo, everyone in the world
In the world.
In the country, I thought.
I thought someone last night corrected me, said it might be in the world. We'll get a free taco. Said it's extraordinarily expensive,
the odds,
and it's a very big gamble for Taco
Bell.
Yeah,
but the odds have to be
right
astronomical.
Yes, yeah, maybe it is everybody in America, but it's everybody in America gets a free taco.
Over two dozen balls have been hit into that cove in the life of the park, and 21 of those from Barry Bonds.
Yeah, and so, I mean, and you know, it's not... If he hits it out there, you know, it's not beyond the realm of possibility.
I've seen on SportsCenter where they have people in kayaks out there, and and they jump out of the kayaks into the water to try
hysterical.
To catch his balls out.
It's really, really neat. It's a beautiful ballpark.
Try to grab his balls.
Yeah. The amazing thing is the promotion isn't even from Taco Bell. It's from Tums.
Hello.
Hey, Mike?
Yes.
Rob, sometimes you're a little too electric weenie. Just that was a touch weenie-ish.
And then they turned it into a giraffe.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a celebrity sighting for you, Mike.
Who's that?
Your favorite band, Slipknot. No, I'm not kidding. I asked the... I don't know.
Are they all just sitting there in a Denny's having lunch?
No, I work at a venue where they were playing. And the guy with the real long nose mask, I don't know what is, they're all weird names. I asked him if he knew you guys. He goes, yeah, we like that show.
Hey, all right.
Yeah.
Thumbs up from Slipknot.
I'm sure Slipknot has a clue who we are.
Slipknot.
No Craig Wilson today, for those of you waiting for it. We told you.
Not worth it.
It's just too lame today. It's just him about candy. I mean, there's nothing about his partner, nothing about his mother.
Mm.
So no Craig today. You win today, Craig.
Amen.
But I tell you what, Birdcage, you'll be back on the show.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike. Mike, hi.
Hi, guys. I just want to talk about Taco Bell.
Yeah.
They're not going to lose any money if Barry Bonds hits a home run on the bullseye.
Yeah.
They took out an insurance claim against it.
Well, of course they did. Sure. But how would you, you know, let's say that Barry Bonds does hit into this Taco Bell target. How do you document everybody in America going to Taco Bell and getting a taco? In theory, if there are 8 Taco Bells in your neighborhood, couldn't you go to all 8 and say, hi, I'm here for my free taco?
I bet you could.
I would think so.
Well, you would think so, but more intelligent people than me have to figure that out.
And then you'd have the S's real bad after that. If you went to 8, you ate 8 tacos.
And I'd be farting.
Oh, man.
Man, I'd be farting. From the Don and Mike mailbag, let me see. We have... prison mail, if you're interested in that. We've got something here, just public interest.
Right.
We get press releases all the time. Got something here about Colonel Sanders I'll get to in a second.
It's entirely different.
Okay. Oh, Bob Levy. You know that tool for the Washington Post?
Bob Levy.
The guy that we enjoy just ranking on because he's just such a total douchebag.
Right.
He does speaking engagements. And we've received from the DuPlain International Speakers Bureau the bio on Bob Levy and how much this idiot charges to speak at your rubber chicken dinner.
What does he get?
Are you ready for this?
Oh, boy.
Bob Levy from the Washington Post gets $5,000 to speak at your function.
Unbelievable.
This is the same douche who only gave $250 to his send the kid to camp campaign.
That's what he asks for. I'd like to know exactly how many events he goes to. Because you know what that is? That means that's what he charges. How many people hire him, I'd like to know.
I thought it was interesting. Hello, wow. Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey. Yes, hello?
Hey, anyway, about the Taco Bell thing, I'm not certain to eat it, and you have to have a coupon.
That's a good call.
Nice phone.
Perfect. Thanks for explaining that.
Thanks very much. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Oh, my God, my radio gods.
Hi.
Yeah. Hi. How are you?
We're great, thanks.
Well, I just wanted to say I'm from Vermont, Burlington, Vermont, home of Ben & Jerry's, and they do a free cone day, so wouldn't Taco Bell maybe just do free taco day?
Now, now they want to make it into the Barry Bonds thing, you know.
Maybe so.
Right. Except, but if Barry Bonds does it, maybe it'll be like Bonds Free Taco Day or something like that.
All right.
I don't know. Thank you.
I think the whole country is a quiver with this Taco Bell news.
Here we go. From the Don and Mike jail mailbag.
That's something from prison?
Yeah, well, obviously. Take a look at it.
Right.
It's got, you know, they always come with the stamps on them that say, you know, this mail has
this
been...
This mail's been handled.
Inmate mail processed and shipped.
Right, just like processed chicken.
Here's a guy who I think listens to us in Little Rock, because he's writing from Grady, Arkansas. Dear Don and Mike.
Home of Jim Vance.
Thank you for the autographed photo. I guess Rob signed one of our pictures and sent it to him.
Very nice.
However, I asked you for a 106.7 WJFK letterhead for a specific reason. I am in an Arkansas prison and am only allowed 5 photographs, no bigger than 4 by 6 inches, and 2 have 5. I put your picture up, and I was caught in violation of regulations. I lost the photo and spent a month in the hole.
Wow.
Wow.
Jesus.
Can you please send me a smaller autograph?
Absolutely.
With letterhead.
Put it in the... why does he want letterhead?
Yeah,
yeah, that's a little suspicious.
I don't know. And then it goes on and on, and it's...
No, I don't think he spent that much time in the hole for having a picture of
course, it's love the show. Hi to Buzz.
Of course, if it is true, don't get out and kill me.
And then one more before we go to the news. And I guess what, Ron and Fez have missed their call-in time? No, we're doing the news next. Okay. This is the time for Ron and Fez to call in and say hi. Ron and Fez start tonight on WJFK.
Yes, they do.
This is from David Xavier, a guy who's written us jail mail before. And he writes, Dear Don and Mike, please find written below chapter one of my story, Joe Ardinger, a real animal lover. If you read it on the air, chapter two will be on the way. I am the prisoner who used to write you stories about Charlie Stossel.
Oh, my. Fascinating stories.
So let me read this real quickly. Chapter 1, Joe Ardinger, or Fudgy, as the other prisoners called him, leaned against the cold, gray steel bars and looked out the prison yard. A single basketball court, a few sets of weights, and a small lawn that mainly consisted of brown dead grass and weeds. Joe couldn't believe he was in prison. To make matters worse, he had to beg the warden to put him in protective custody, or he'd be at the mercy of the other prisoners. He'd already been forcibly taken by 3 prisoners at the same time, hence his nickname Fudgy, and he was afraid it would happen again. However, while he was now safe from the other prisoners, the guards harassed him. His arrest, trial, and conviction received national coverage, and everyone was disgusted with the life of Joe Ardinger. Suddenly, a loud voice yelled, "Lights out," and all the lights went dark. Lying down on the single cot in the cell, Joe loosened his pants and took his wet thing in his hand.
Oh, no.
He began to jerk.
Oh, no.
Remembering the better times before he was arrested. The better times that the press and society believed he was sick and depraved. Remembering back his thoughts of the first time he had made sweet, passionate love to an animal. A small piglet, to be exact.
Oh, man.
To be continued.
Oh.
Sent it along.
God.
Incidentally, that's the type of stuff that drove Charlie Stossel off the show.
Very creative writing there.
You're wondering why Charlie is now in the safe haven of Oldies 100.
That's right.
That's why.
Right there.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
he couldn't take
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
Charlie Stossel just couldn't take the pressure, God bless him.
Yeah.
Buzz, what is your lead? The lead story has to be Ron and Fez are late for their Hi, We're Coming to Washington segment.
No, the lead story is Ron and Fez are starting tonight on WJFK.
Well, what is your real lead?
Of course, we'll have the latest on the sniper, but also I want to tell you, Michael Jordan admits paying off a former lover.
Oh, stay tuned.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, that means very soon we can see Michael and Juanita again.
Fantastic.
That was all very
professional, Don.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
No humps allowed. The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, we're Buzzy in the news now. Buzz, of course, as always, brought to you by the product that's changed his life. Duramax Sexual Enhancer.
Oh, yeah.
Look for Buzz on the Atomizer Jug. Have great sex more often with Duramax. Duramax available at finer health food stores, pharmacies, retailers everywhere. So call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Now, Buzz?
Yes.
I know we were kidding about Ron and Fez being our lead story.
Uh-huh.
But I've been told now that if I press a button, we're going to actually be able to talk to Ron and Fez.
We're going to be reunited with our buddies, Ron and Fez.
Yay. Let's see, are they there?
Buddies!
There they are.
Ron and Fez. Yeah.
Ron and Fez.
Hello, boys.
Hi, guys.
Now, Ron and Fez have done the late night show on WJFK for a couple of years. You heard them on our show when we would go up to NEW.
Right.
And everything that happened with the show that was in between our shows is in the past.
Yes.
And we just want our listeners to know that when we were asked what we thought would be right to follow our show,
mm-hmm.
our first choice without question mm-hmm. was Ron and Fez.
Yeah, and then people in D.C. are familiar with Ron and Fez. It's a great show. They are a lot of fun, and it's great to hear from you guys again.
That was our pick, too.
That's good, Fez.
Now, listen, but you guys, you are the absolute whores of this company. You did Middays Today on WNEW, which is still, I guess, some kind of a talk station.
That's being kind. we are right now. Fezzy and I are like those Japanese guys that don't know that the war is over.
Guys on the island that yeah. they're like living in a cave for 20 years.
What's nice about being at WNEW right now is the fact that Ronnie and I can each have 5 offices to ourselves.
So these poor guys, they got to do the midday show today.
Uh-huh, right.
They're coming back now and doing the nighttime show. But I've been told eventually that's going to be the shift for you guys.
Right.
It's 7 to 11.
Yeah.
And we could not be happier, and we want you to get your ass down here, and we want to share some studio time with you.
Yeah, and the bottom line is, guys, you are creatures of the night. I mean, I love listening to you guys. When we used to come up to New York, it was one of the great pleasures, getting off the train and turning on Ron and Fez and, you know, listening to Two Boots Pizza and everything else.
Well, Mike, we all, you like us, we live that Bob Crane lifestyle.
Absolutely. We endorse them. We endorse them. Mm-hmm. If you listen to our show here on WJFK, don't change the station at 7.
No, you're going to really, I mean, get ready for some really funny
stuff. They're funny.
They're a blast.
Funny.
Very compatible with the show.
Yeah.
Well,
and
tonight we're just going to try to explain that we're not a couple. We don't live together.
Good luck with that.
These are our voices.
You'll never succeed at that, Fez.
All right, boys. We'll see you soon.
All right, see you then, man. See you Monday. I'm right where I want to be, behind Buzz Burbank.
There we go.
Found you.
Those guys kick ass.
That's, nice. That's no BS.
I love that show.
Yeah. You know, I am not the program director anymore, but I occasionally get asked my opinion.
Yes.
And they asked my opinion and said, you know, the Junkies are going to HFS.
Mm-hmm.
We said, good luck to them.
Mm-hmm.
And we mean it.
Right.
What do you think about a replacement show? I said, well, what are you thinking about?
Perfect sense.
You're out of your mind. You got the show already.
Yeah, Ron and Fez.
It's called Ron and Fez.
And they're so, I mean, that time slot is them mm-hmm. all the way. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really is. And when we were up in New York and they were doing that nighttime show, we'd invade their show a few times.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
It's really a good bookend show. And mm-hmm. I think that what we're going to get with Ron and Fez is what we had with the Junkies for a while until we started switching time slots,
right.
which is the invasion of each other's shows.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a good relationship with those guys, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
We hardly endorse them, Ron and Fez. That is our lead story, Buzz. Now, in order to get Ron and Fez on the air on time on the new Infinity Shock Talk Network, you got about 35, 40 seconds to briefly give me an update here.
I will tell you that we are still waiting for a briefing from Montgomery County Police Chief Charles Moose. It was supposed to be at 6 o'clock. It hasn't happened yet. We're still being told it will happen soon.
Right.
Obviously, probably not in time for us.
And the thing that you reported on earlier today, the boxcar that was next to the school bus?
There, I have been monitoring everything. There's not been another word about it. I suspect what we can take that to mean is that there was nothing to the report of a white truck with a gun near a school bus full of kids. So nothing panned out as far as that goes. The highways are open again, and things are pretty much back to normal as much as they can be these days here.
All right, so that's your sniper update from Buzz. We've got a break. Well, you're in trouble because Fez is coming here next week.
Yeah, I know.
Fez is going to be in the WJFK studios with Ron on Monday, and Fez is in love with you,
boy. You know he's going to be here early.
That day I will wear six pairs of underwear.
You remember the day he said he wanted to go to the Bank of a Buzz and make it?
Yeah, he wanted to go to the Burbank.
Make a deposit.
He wanted to make a deposit in the Burbank.
Burbank, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
JFK.
Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
They says bad language.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Tomorrow we'll show baloney in your pants. See if anybody shows up for that. Bring your own baloney.
Right.
Win the DVD player and the James Bond collection.
Fantastic.
From Panasonic. Also tomorrow on the show, the Bad Breath Doctor, Dr. Katz.
Yes.
And the cast of Bikini Karate Bay.
Wow.
Are they going to be in here?
Yep.
Are they shaved?
Don't know.
All right.
They're models for a video game. I don't know if you've ever seen like, there's a commercial with Marshall Falk for a video game where they show they put all the little sensors all over it.
Yeah, I saw it done with Tiger Woods one time.
Right, to make sure that the video game is really like the guy it's supposed to be. Well, they had this done to them.
Very cool.
The Bikini Karate Babes coming in tomorrow on the show. Now, once again, here is Guy.
Hi, Don and Mike. We've just received word from the Montgomery County Police that the statement we've been expecting from Chief Moose will not be made. The Montgomery County Police say that there have been developments in the case that they need to focus on right now, and that is why the chief isn't coming out to speak. They haven't said what those developments are.
Well, you can always hope, right?
I hope this is more CTing, though.
Yeah, I know.
Snipers even affecting the Washington Redskins. Shane Matthews will start as quarterback this weekend, but his family won't be there or here. He says he's moving his family back to Florida this week because of the sniper situation.
Pussy.
Today.
Yeah, that's great to make a statement.
Pussy.
Today, the woods near near the Skins practice field. The woods were searched.
What? F that guy. God, what a coward. What a coward. Jesus Christ.
That makes me mad.
What a pussy. God, I hope you get intercepted every time you throw the ball. You goddamn coward. I mean, we all have.
I mean, you know, it's guys in those positions, don't you agree, that need to reassure.
Yeah.
They don't make a statement
absolutely.
That we're.
Absolutely.
The woods were searched near the Skins practice field this afternoon before the players took the field. There was extra security in place at the last home game. Police are not yet saying whether that'll be the case again this weekend.
God, I mean, there's just something about that that pisses me off. If you're in the public eye. Even if you are going to send your family away, just shut up about it.
Yeah, you don't say, I'm moving them down to, you know, because I'm afraid of the sniper.
Down to Florida.
I mean, that's,
God
gotta, you know,
damn.
Especially when the police and everybody else is saying, you know, live our lives, which we have to do.
Damn, you pussy.
Speaking of guns, Los Angeles police have reportedly taken two guns from Robert Blake's property.
Man, that's just terrible.
The L.A. Times says the guns were found last Friday by a man removing home gym equipment from behind the actor's house. That man called the cops.
Just a couple little dumbbells. They were light as a feather.
What's funny about this whole thing is the Redskins receivers, they couldn't catch a bullet.
they really couldn't.
Oh, God.
That's how bad they are.
Oh, I promised you this. Michael Jordan admits he paid $250,000 in hush money to a woman with whom he had an extramarital affair. But now the NBA star is suing this woman, accusing her of trying to extort from him $5 million.
All right, now, Buzz?
Yes.
Space age timing here. We got 40 seconds left on the air.
I can wrap it up. Finally, a woman who's been selling home videos of herself having sex with multiple partners has been convicted on obscenity charges. Verdict was read in Cincinnati yesterday. Jennifer Dutch says the real reason she was convicted is because she criticized the local sheriff on her website. Sheriff's a longtime opponent of porn. Jennifer says she'll appeal the decision. Her husband, who shot the videos, by the way, was found innocent of obscenity charges.
Uh-huh.
Well.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
It's like news you could use from you. All right, that's it. We got to go. Thanks for a great show today. See you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you,
good day to you, sir.
Can you...
Watch me!
Toodaloo.
Ask. Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This
is the Don and Mike Show.